今日何を話すの？
わかんない。
ね、
まあ、無だよ。無。
無。オッ
ケー。ノーアイデア。
単純に楽しむね。
いや、こんにちは。
こんにちは。
今日は特別編なので文字起こしのテキストを同時にリリースしています。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリでチェックしてみてください。今日のゲストはなんと5年ぶり。しばりょうさんです。イェーイ。
イェーイ。こんにちは。
お帰りお帰り。
マライア・キャリーです。
誰だよ、
ね。帰りました。皆さんお久しぶりです。覚えてるのかなみんな。
覚えてるんじゃない聞いた人はね。
I hope so.
もう5年経ってたから最後に会った時。
It's really 5 years?
Yeah.
What does it feel like to you?
To be back here on the show?
Or how much time does it feel like to you?
Oh, 5 years. I don't know. It doesn't really feel...that much long time ago, to be honest. But then again, a lot of things happened. So we're going to cover that.
Tell us.
Yeah, you look very fit. I mean, you're making me feel like it's been 20 years. Just because you look so different.
そうだよ。あのね、まあ、ちょっと戻して、あの、話を。Twitter で、こう、あ、最近そういえば彼どうしてるのかなって思って、見たの。リョウのアカウントをね。そしたらなんかめっちゃマッチョになってて、え、超マッチョになってるじゃんって思ったのね、うん、で多分なんかコメントしたんだよね私、
う
ん、
そうそう優しかった。
でそしたらこの間日本に来てるっていうの書いてたから、あ、マジかって思って、え、じゃあ来てよって言って来てもらったっていう経緯です。
That wasn't that long ago, right?
うん、もう先週とかだよね。
うん、だって I just came to JapanLast Tuesday、
oh.
and then started tweeting about like random things like あ、なんか食べ物が少ないとかあの、なんか
ポーションがね、
そう、ポーションがちょっとなんだっけ、なんかもっと変なこと言ってたけど忘れたけどなんか you basically 突っ込む to one of my tweets and then その後にね direct message してくれたっていう。
そう、う
ん、
そうなの。今回はどれぐらいいるの日本に？
just for 2 weeks。
あ、okay.
It's for visa renewal、 so.
Okay, okay. うん、そっか。そう、なんかあの、なんでそんなマッチョなの？
ありがとう。でもなんかさ、自分やっぱオカマってさ、人をいじったりするのはさ楽しいんだけど、自分の話するとすごいセルフコンシャスになるよね。まあいいか。OK. I have to man up. I have to gay up.
どっちだ？
どっちだ？どうして
？Do both.
ね、do both. OK. At the same time. That's my goal today. どうしようかな。でも最初はなんか I started like going on a diet, like try to, you know, cut like four years ago, I think, back in 2015. And then back then, like my sort of like only focus was to just shave off fat and, you know, なんかただ体重を低くすれば OK. で、それで about 2 years ago, I just realized like when I was standing in front of the mirror,なんかちょっと弱そうみたいな
急に、
うん、なんかこう今までは痩せればそれで OK だったんだけど、うん、things suddenly got so much more complicated and I started to think more, I don't know, vividly about what exact form that I want to be in、うん、in my ideal look、
うん、
and I figured that I kind of want to buff myself up. で、それでそれこそさ、ニコラス・ペタスとかいたじゃない、
うんうん、
あの人たちがあのやってるクロスフィットってあるでしょ、うん、それをやってそしたらこんな仕上がりに
すげえじゃんニコラス。
そう、すごいよね彼の日本で。
そっか、クロスフィットやってる人すごいもんね。ハマるとさ、もう宗教みたいに。
It's a cult、
ね、
It's a good cult。
ハマるとすごいよね、うん、みんな超マッチョになるよね。そ
う、なってしまったんだよねこうやって。
すごい。
How did you feel when you had like, it's very hard just to lose weight.
Yeah.
It's even harder to do what you diddid. And the amount of time that you did it. But just losing weight by itself is like really difficult and takes a lot of self-discipline and control, and you have to avoid a lot of yummy little
sugars and
mouth pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I know what you're saying. Yeah, it's hard to just to lose weight, but also it's very straightforward and simple by itself to just focus on losing weight itself. But because like what you need to focus on is justwhat the scales tells you、mm-hmm. so like if the number goes lower then that's good、mm-hmm. but now like the whole process gets like a lot more complicated. You have to actually start calculating like macros and balance and then like caloric like, mm-hmm. you know, surplus and deficit and all these like different little things. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, comparing to just like back in the day when I was just trying to lose weight, I think nowadays like things are like a bit more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You because, have to learn a lot, right?
That's right. It's about learning about yourself too, like self-realization part, most of the part.
Mm-hmm.
Because like in the course of losing weight, like you have to sort of like start questioning yourself what you want to end up being like looking like. And, you know, it's like 一つの答えが別にあるわけじゃないから。
Mm-hmm.
なんか when I was like visually overweight, it was like much, much simpler.That, you know, 痩せれば体にいいしとか、
mm.
But, you know, after I lost like over 100 pounds, it's like, you know, like I got the healthy body that I wanted, but what's next? And you could just stop it there and then try to stay around that way for the rest of your life. That's completely fine. But at the same time, if you want to brush up and then like improve yourselfLike, more from that point, that's a big question to ask yourself. And, まあ、今でも、どうしようかなって。
Well, if you have that discipline anyways, right? Mm. Because you were able to lose that weight, you can use that same discipline to work out and put on muscle too, right?
Yeah, I think that's, if the motivation is there, then you can sort of switch the focus on something else and then implement different rules. And I think results will come naturally.But yeah, I think to stand in the start line to make a move is I think that's, I don't know if that's necessarily hard, but you need to sort of wake yourself up to be in that position to start moving. And I think that needs some sort of a wake up call that you sometimes cannot really get it easily. So 何かのきっかけがあったらいいけど。
What was that for you?
About 4 years ago, one of my friends, she was going to have a wedding ceremony in LA, and she wanted to sort of lose weight to get ready for that, you know, bride look, which is pretty common. And then she just wanted a sort of common victim that she can go on a diet with, and I was chosen.
そういうこと。
So, 一緒にダイエットしようよって言って、okay. 一緒に2-month friendly mini like biggest loser challenge. She named it that way, and
okay.
then we did it. We bet like, no, どれぐらい $300.
Okay.
結構大きいじゃない
Yeah.
でそれで2ヶ月間ダイエットして、でそれで。I remember I lost about 30 pounds within the course of 2 months.
すごい。
うん。それがなんか、最初、ほら、it's like, weight fluctuation itself is like not that hard. I mean, for me, like fluctuating like, you know, 10 pounds, like up and down is very common thing to happen. なんだけど、30 pounds は、like you have to actually make a commitment to...
How much is that in kilo?
It's like... I don't know, 十何キロ。
Oh, wow.
そうなの。
すごいね。
そう、ビュンって痩せたよ。
For 2 weeks, or for 2 months.
2 months.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's not actually a really healthy sort of ratio or speed of losing weight. So if you want to try to do the same thing as I did, I don't really recommend that in the long run.
Right.
Don't mind. I mean, as a wake-up call, it just functions as it should be. So.
What did you do? To lose that weight. Were you fasting or exercising a lot?
Yeah, I did all the stupid fasting things as well, like juice cleanse. Like, do you know Master Cleanse?
Yeah.
なんか lemon juice みたいなやつ。
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that. I don't know. Maybe you can do it for a couple of days, but like it's not sustainable.
Right.
Because like it's mostly water weight that you lose at the end of the road.
Yeah.
And then it will just come back to you like right after. But right. I mean, if you want to feel pretty about losing weight and focusing on what scale tells you,Then it's yeah, that it's kind of a, you know, kind of makes sense to do that. On top of that, I did portion control, of course. I did not eat carbs. So I did keto, and I went to work basically by bike, city bike っていうのがあるから。それで one way is like 30 minute worthy of ride. So like round trip is like an hour ride, which is, I think, good amount of cardio on a daily basis. そしたら、まあ、すぐ。で、no snacking, no, of course not, no sugars, no nothing.
Do people treat you differently now that you're above? I'm curious.
Yeah. Get out of his way.
ね、ど、なんだろうね。I don't want to necessarily admit that people, like,treat me differently because I don't want to shame myself, like shame my past,
yeah,
and how I looked before, because I want to like eventually equally love what I was and what I am. But yeah, realistically, yes, people. ちょっとなんだろうな、少しまあ人として like 人としては同じように扱ってくれるけど。Like, I feel like I'm facing less obstacles or なんか annoying things, like, you know, after a lost weight. なんか例えば電車とかで、あ、この人大きいから隣に座らない方がいいかしらみたいな。It's like kind of passive aggressive when you live in Japan, like how people treat you when you're big. And in America too, I think, you know, people like stop saying like, hey, big guy, blah, blah, blah. Like, they obviously stop saying that because I'm not big, big anymore. And そのことを昔は気にしてないと思ってたけど、I'm like surprised how actually, like legitimately I was taking those potentially negative remarks in and how they actually secretly affected my personality or way of thinking. だから痩せた後は、あの、そういう言葉がなくなって、なんかすごい validate, なんか self, なんかなんだろうな、自分の中のイメージが少し、あの、なんか it just improved.
そうか。
But did you have this realization that not everyone was kind of dealing with that? You know, so like after you lost weight, you know, that might have felt normal to you before, right? And then once it wasn't there anymore, you know, you kind of get to see both perspectives. But most people...You know, if they're made fun of or teased for some reason, it stays with them their whole life. So they kind of never see outside of that.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I feel just lucky that now I know both perspectives and, you know, I know how I feel after as the person in the fetal body. But like you said, I agree that if I didn't, you know, like been on this journey ever, then...I wouldn't probably have known anything about like what I'm talking right now. And of course, like when I was bigger, I wanted to defend myself that I am a completely functional, you know, normal human being. And that's what everybody else does anyway. So, you know, it's just you have to make a move and try. But at the same time, how can we convince all these people with potential outstanding health issues to sort of being in that situation when...We have to make our best effort not to offend them, you know? So it's, you know, 難しいよね。
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to offend people. But you want to help people.
Right.
But you don't want to make their condition into, like, a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If 結局 they're not going to do something about it.
Because
that would just be a negative thing for them.
But
if they would do something about it, then that...could actually make some parts of their life better or their health better.
でもそれをね、他人から言うって難しいよね。
難しいよね。Like after all, we're just strangers. I mean, 違う人だから。Like we have to sort of boost their confidence first of all, like self-esteem and confidence. Like you're totally fine as you are. But これをしたらもうなんかセールスパーソンみたいにならなきゃいけないかもしれないよね。At the end of the day.
Like, what do you want your friends and your family to say? Like, dude, you should lose weight when you're 50. This is going to be a horrible idea. Or do you want them to just accept you and just hang out and then, you know, when you're 50 and you have health problems, you know, they...
Right.
It's just like they saw that coming and everyone saw that coming.And it's just kind of like...
But like it has to come from within you, yourself, right? Other than just like people telling you what to do.
Well...
To some extent.
I don't know if it comes... I mean, do you feel like it totally came from within yourself? Or it's kind of... Because I feel like it's so... Part of the problem in the United States is that it's so normal to be quite overweight. And nobody's really going to say anything about it. And I think that... like has a negative impact on people's outcomes, you know. I'm not saying people should make fun of people who are overweight,
yeah,
but that we should still have an awareness that it's not good for that person, the person who's overweight. So
in the past 5 years, you said like a lot of things happened.
Yeah.
But
mostly positive though. Like your tone kind of sounded negative. Yeah. So the weight loss journey is the very, you know, big part of it. I think last time I was on this show as a guest, we were talking about the novel that I published a year prior. And that actually got into, I mean, that became a short musical show that I rewrote and performed at the Tokyo Rainbow Pride last year.
Oh, wow.
So that's quite an accomplishment.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I paired up with a musician friend of mine who's also Japanese. He's working, working and living in New York.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we collaboratively made this short version of the musical named The Journey of the True Colors. It's on YouTube, so you guys should check it out later.
That's cool.
Too. Yeah.
Awesome.
Tanoshikatta.
すごいね. Musical.
Mm.
So you guys wrote music, like songs and...
Yeah, she wrote the music. I wrote the lyrics and script also and put it together and hired the local young rising musical actors in Tokyo and hire also the director and choreographer and rehearse there. And we both flew there on the day of the show and we just watched it together.
Oh, wow. And it's so cool that it's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, we record it on our own and just put it out. It's not like official. Yeah, it's not something that's official.
But still.
Yeah.
So we can all watch it.
So random, right? What are you?
すごいね。でも5年で何やったって、まあ一言で言うの難しいよね。
マミちゃんなんてすごいじゃん、そうやってもう。子供もいるし、いろいろあって。人間作っちゃった。まあ5年あればね、いろいろあるよね。できるね。マイケルはどうしてたの？
何も変わってないことないでしょ。ただ難しいよね。5年をさ、サマリーしてって言われてもさ。難しい。ね。Because
you don't necessarily remember the timeline, right? Like 5 years ago this happened. But yeah, it's your turn. You can talk.
Well, I've had bad things happen in my life.
Awesome.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry.
Well, bad things and good things.
Oh, some good things too, yeah.
Yeah.
So not the
random stuff.
Yeah.
But the show is still here, so. Right?
Yeah.
Surprisingly or unsurprisingly, I don't know. But
don't know. Like, how do you guys feel about, like, keeping this streak going about this podcast show that started...
It's
I don't know how it started.
I mean, I read the transcript of the episode that you came just to remember what we talked about and stuff. Oh. And then at the beginning of the episode, I was saying something like, なんか初対面のゲストを初めてみたいなこと言ってて、もう今ゲストほぼ全員初対面だから、あ、そっか。I
made that history.
そっかって思って。そうね。Yeah,
things were... I mean, we were still... Everything was pretty raw when we had you on here. I mean, I guess it still sort of is raw, but...
Yeah, I guess the equipments are different.
A little bit. Maybe it sounds a little better.
So.
Yeah.
No?
I hope.
そんな感じがする。
そうだから... でも、ずっとニューヨーク?
ずっとニューヨーク。
もうこのままよく。 いる感じしばらく。そうだね。今何年目?
今はね、9 年。Oh
wow. もうすぐ 10
年。やばいよね。どうしよう。もうちょっと英語喋れるようになるけど、そろそろ。いや、ベラベラじゃん。
Do you have any other dramatic transformations planned for the future?
What's going to happen in the next 5 years?
Who's he going to be in 5 years?
ね、宇宙に行ってたとかね。誰かが。 あるかもしれないよね。 Do you guys like actually like have the actual goals in 5 years and like imaging like, you know, what you will be or planning on making yourself look like in 5 years and stuff like that? Do you guys set up goals like that?
Well, I think about those things a lot, mm-hmm. but I think about the world and how the world is changing
mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. And then, so I mean, I would like to go to space and I would like to go to Mars in a literal sense.
Right.
夢を見てるとかじゃなくて本当に行ってみたい。
Yeah, like I'm fairly serious. But, and I don't know, I think the future is exciting. I don't think I'm the, I don't know. I tend to think about the world and the environment more than myself necessarily, and try to adapt.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, how do you think about it?
How many
pounds of muscle?
Yeah, this is not like, I mean, yeah, believe it or not, I did not really think of this end result. And I don't think this, you know, current like muscular form of my body isn't like anywhere near like, you know, my ultimate goal either. So like it's...
So なの?
Yeah, like everything is like fluid and I don't really set up like actual goals because I want to stay excited about, you know, what future brings me.
I thought you were saying your ultimate goal was like 10 times more jacked.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought.
I want to become better though. This is like, I'm still pretty fluffy and I don't want to stay as I am right now. So I want to...
Are you doing any like martial arts or...
No.
Sort of just lifting stuff?
Yeah, just lifting.
What about stretching? Are you doing a lot of stretching?
I try. Yeah, because it's... Yeah.
Yoga?
Yoga. Not really. I mean, not yet. But I hear a lot of good things about doing yoga. So do you do yoga?
I did yoga for a while. I don't really do it recently. Mm. But I train kickboxing and I'm... really interested in like flexibility and movement, like coordination. So maybe that could be your next thing. If you look into like Ido Portal or one of these movement guys, like human locomotion
guys.
Experiments. Mm-hmm. Once you have a healthy, capable body and you start to train yourself to do different things, it can be quite fun.
Yeah, it is fun. That's the funnest part, like in my journey, actually, like not just losing weight or, you know, looking buffed. Mm-hmm. That's completely secondary for me. Mm-hmm. So like for me, what excites me the most is to think about what my body, current body, is capable of doing, like all these different crazy poses that I never thought about making in my life and stuff like that. So yoga, probably. Or I always get like fascinated by all these like contortionist movements. I mean, I don't think I'll get there, but you know, that's something that interests me a lot. So
yeah,
I want to go to the gym.
You like don't
Cirque du Soleil and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, かっこいいよね.
The balance they have is absolutely crazy. Yeah. You know, I like to do different balance exercises where you kind of stand on some kind of ball or a board with like a semicircle underneath, you know, these sorts of things. Yeah. And there's something that feels really cool if you can like balance, if you feel stable, you know, like when I'm doing kickboxing, it's all about after you do something, can you like in a very composed and controlled way, you know, go back to your original stance. I mean, it's like that in the, I guess, like the gymnastics and stuff, right?
Mm.
So,
yeah. What's fun about CrossFit is like it contains all the different kinds of movement, including gymnastics. So we do muscle ups, you know, muscle ups, like pull up.
Yeah.
Basically get on top of the bar and, you know, go like from the very bottom, like you do the pull up and then get your body like on top of the bar. And like I did that this January and it was like really, really good feeling.
Right?
No, それの100億分の1ぐらいのレベルだけど、yes. Thank you. Yeah, とかさ。
So そっか。
Those are really hard.
Handstand walking とか。I can do a little bit of handstand walking right now, but like, you know, because I don't really have the balance yet, I can't really stabilize my body upside down. So I want to just, you know, do the static handstand hold is my next goal. Yeah.
Yeah, like balance works like in place of strength. You know, so like you can be much weaker, but if you have really good balance, you can do amazing like physical feats. Whereas you can be really strong, but if you don't have good balance, you can't, you know, do a handstand or anything.
Yeah. My butt looks really sad right now.
Oh, show me.
No, seriously, like I was working out a lot for fertility treatment. I wanted to be in like the best shape, like super healthy, right? So I was going to the gym like 3 times a week. で、妊娠して、まあ、そのワークアウトができないわけよ。もう疲れるし、座りもすごいし。で、産んで、もうジム行く時間ないじゃん。そしたら、この間なんか、あの、人が撮った自分の動画見て、I was like, oh my god, my butt looks so sad と思って、もう超悲しくなったの。
The butt game in the States is absolutely ridiculous. What's going on? What's in the water?
Everyone's
like, isn't there something happening? Like, it's like cartoonish levels of like.
そうだね。まあ、偽物入れちゃう人もいるもんね。普通に知り。
Can't be that many. It's like almost everybody. Like, chicks are so serious about that.
でも転んだ時にさ、クッションになっていいんじゃない？ボインって。
Yeah.
Yeah,
hope it doesn't pop.
Oh God.
ね。
Yeah.
え、マイケルはそういうバットを見るとやっぱりなんか
嬉しい。
モンモンとするの？
What like bon cue bon?
Bon cue bon.
Yeah, of course.
あ、そうなんだ。じゃあいいんだあれは。
え、偽物でもいいの？
No.
あ、そうなんだ。
ダメなの？
No, I have to confirm.
あ、そう。そう
なんだ。What's fake butt? What? No, like.
Yeah, like silicone.
That's so not cool.
Silicone butt.
But I don't think that's that common.
There's silicone everything now, right? Like silicone muscles, like for guys, right?
Those look fake as hell, though.
Yeah, it looks fake. You can tell, definitely. Yeah.
And so do the silicone butts. Like the Nicki Minaj, like,
well, if you overdo it, it's obvious. But if it's, like, subtle, then I don't think you can tell just by looking.
What's your stance on all this? You don't have a preference.
女の子だもんね、あれやるのね。男の子は。
But you still have a recognition of the aesthetics of like females' bodies, right? Like you say, like, well, that's like
かわいいとか。
Nice. Yeah. Right. So,
I don't really have a strong preference though. Like, ちっちゃくて、まあやっぱり閉まってるのは。可愛いっていうか綺麗だなと思うから like the size itself doesn't really matter but when it's like too obvious like silicone knee like super big bubble butt that I mean it does not bother me but like I sometimes like have to question like why they have to do that to their body and I don't like who knows like where like their silicones are gonna end up being like after they you know spend the next like 10-20 years like すごい saggy になっちゃったりするとか
そうだね心配に勝手に心配になる
once that much time passes they can just take those things out like and probably. They can probably just genetically engineer you a new stem cell butt
yeah but then again they have to remove their loose skin that you know probably if the volume got that bigger then probably they will inevitably get some loose skin
I'm actually kind of curious like なんだろう私はその多分 前来た時もちょっと話してたんだけど私は多分こうバイセクシャルなんだよね、実際
忘れてたそうだそうだわ
だからそのどっちもエロい目で見れるわけじゃん男性も女性もだからどっちかを全くエロい目で見れないっていう感覚が逆に不思議っていうかさ
だよ、ね、
どういう感じなんだだからマイケルからしたら男性のことを全然エロい目で見れないわけじゃん。
Yeah, but I mean, I'm still aware of like what societal, like he's a good-looking dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like 自分からしてなんかエロい風に見なんかどっちかのセックスをエロい風に見ない見れない状態が なんか不思議っていうか想像できない。どういう感じなの？なんか例えばそのトゥリサムとかでも前なんか男性男性女性でどっちでもいける男性が出てきたらそれはそれでもエロいわけ、私からしたら。で、うん、出てる女の子もエロいわけじゃん、
うん、
そのバイセクシャルなのセクシャリティをエロい部分で見るとそのこと自体がまたエロになるわけ。
それもエロいし、あ、そうそうそうそうそう、うん、一番エロいそれがみたいな。
あ、でもエロいって感じる気持ちはわかる。でも自分がバイセクシャルじゃないけどバイセクシャルの人を見てると、うん、わ、なんかでもそれっていけないことをしてる感じ。
いや、いけないっていうか、なんかその例えば男の人でやっぱさマスキュリニティっていうものをまあ、勘違いじゃないけどさ、男らしさみたいなの勘違いしてる人多いわけじゃん、うん、まあ、社会のせいでっていう中で、なんかこうそういうの全く気にせずにもうガンガン男でも女でもいけるみたいなのってなんか一番エロいって
思っちゃう。なんかスペリアな感じがするかもね。
そう、なんかなんだ、細かいことを気にしてないっていうか、なんて言うなんて言うんだろう、なんかこう例えば男だけど男男性で女も女の子とセックスしてるけど同時にブロージョブもできちゃうみたいなのとかを見てると、うん、うわーすごいみたいな、なんかすごいエロい、
うん、
なんか一番かっこいいみたいな。
わかる。
Wait, it's so the guy who's bisexual who's doing gay stuff with the other, wait, they're both bisexual then, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, yeah,
so they're both like, you think that's like super hot.
Yeah.
Like, well, guys think that lesbian stuff is like super hot. Isn't that the same thing?
I think if you focus on this like male individual, like banging this girl and also taking the cock in his mouth, that's like sort of like contradictory, right?Like taking in, like be like passive but also aggressive on the girl.
Yeah, it's like 何でもありみたいな。
一緒にこんな。
But isn't that what chicks are doing? Like all the time? Like what's the difference?
Chicks are, well, girls, what do you mean?
So if a girl is with a girl and with a guy, then she's kind of doing the same thing. She's doing stuff with the girl and she's doing stuff with the guy.
Strap on とかつけて fucking another girl.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, I think there's this, mine is coming from this social, like, なんて言うんだろうね、なんかたまにこう男らしい、なんか俺って男だぜみたいな、なんかマッチョだぜみたいな感じで、mm. ああなんかブロージョブとか俺は絶対できないみたいなさ、ああなんか他の人のボーズとか絶対触れないみたいなのが逆に男らしいって思ってる人がいるわけじゃん。
いや、
なんかその中でこう
それをやり遂げたっていう、
そう、やり遂げたっていうか、なんか
やってのけた、
ね、It just seems like they're 普通に bisexual now、
うん、本当
は I don't really understand like the I feel like this is kind of your 妄想っていう。
あ、そう、いや、that's what I'm explaining. そうそうそうそう。
妄想だよね。
そう、自分の頭の中で、その、自分がそれを、ギャーエロいって思うメカニズムについて説明してんの。
あ、OK。
いや、その一般的な話じゃない。一般的な話じゃなくて。だから、なんか、いや、うちの、夫とかは、もう完全に自分がストレートだって言うわけ。でも、全然、その自分が、バイセクシャルかもしれないとかゲイかもしれないとか思ったこと一回もないし絶対ないみたいな。でも私は
You want him to be gay? Or...
No, but like 私は真ん中辺だから絶対ないっていう人の気持ちが分かんないじゃん。分かる、なんか、
ね、
なんで絶対ないって分かるのみたいな。やったことないのに。でも分かるんだよね。
It just seems so farOut of your way, like you're just like, why would that happen?
Why?
Yeah, like you'd have to like it's not like if you're straight, you're not gonna accidentally end up in that situation, you know. So you'd have to kind of have to go out of your way.
Maybe it's harder for guys.
maybe.
Like, guys don't really, like...
We're not really...
Get drunk and start making out in a club with your
we
friends.
We do stupid things, too. And guys, you know, we get naked and we kind of touch each other. That happens.
Yeah.
I guess it didn't happen to you.
No.
I think in American society, it's a little bit harder. Because, I don't know, you guys value privacy a little more. I don't know.
Ah, so you go to?
Well, I mean, I mostly grew up here, and there was, I mean, there was a lot of, you know, kancho and people doing weird stuff.
Yeah, so that the 目覚めちゃう人もいるかもしれないもんね. Kancho yan tte.
どうだろうね.
Michael に kancho されたから.
No, my kancho defense was on point. Fastest reflexes.
Yeah, なっちゃうかもよ.
But yeah, I think, I mean, younger guys are experimenting and like messing around with stuff. I mean, I went to an all boys school.
Yeah, for but nothing really happened to you.
Not to me. Hmm. I felt like I knew what I wanted, which wasn't at my school.
Right.
And it's just a very natural, automatic. Like if I see a girl that's just shaped a certain way,
yeah,
my brain is just like, what?
Broken.
Like it's not, you know, I'm not physically reacting that way, but it's in my head. Like that's just very strong, very automatic. It's just that's how it is.
なんかさ、ニューヨークに住んでてこの5年でなんか変わった、そのゲイライツ的な、なんていうの、体感として。
そんなに変わんないです。体感はそんなもともとやっぱゲイ、ニューヨークはもうマンハッタンはさ、よくなんかGreenwich Villageとかそういうチェルシーとかそこがgay districtって言われるけど、I think overall Manhattan is one big gay city. Like from 5 years ago or you know from many like you know もっと前から。But 今年はなんかワールドプライドっていう特別なプライドがあったから、なんか、今年はあとなんか is it 50 years anniversary since Stonewall なんかそういう歴史的な、like this year felt somewhat like extraordinary or above average but I think overall New York City has been pretty liberal、like、ずっと安定してって感じなんだけど、
そっか日本はどうだろうね5年で、まあ、パートナーシップ制度とかできたけど
そうだようちの渋谷区で、あと他にもね
あそうかそうか 新宿がまだなんだよねなぜか
そうなんだ
そう、一番最初にやりそうっていうかやるべきな気がしたけど
It seems like it, that would be the case no?
What would be the case?
I don't know like Shibuya is a little more progressive、
Advanced.
than Shinjuku
No? I guess.
都庁があるから行けないのかな。
渋谷とあと何個かあるよね。
なんだ。
世田谷。
北海道もなんかとか。
あ、そっかそっか。
うん。すごいね。
ちょっとずつ増えてはいるけどね。
なんか今あれでしょ、same sex marriage を認めてくれ訴訟が日本であって、頑張ってるんだよね。
なんかいろんな弊害があるからね、やっぱり病院に入った時とかに家族じゃないって言って面会できないとか。まあ、遺産とかね、もそうだし、どんだけ一緒に住んでても、まあ、あと養子の問題とかあるからね、
そうね、
自
分のパートナーを養子にしなきゃいけないとかね、今はあるけど、そうすると変だもんね、でも台湾がね、頑張ったから、
あ、そうだね、そうそうそう、そうだよ。だからそういうとこでさパッとやってさアジアで最初のとか言って言えばいいのにね
やっちゃえばいいのに Why not、ね、と思うけど
本当だよね
そんな感じ
なんかどうせやるじゃん絶対、だったら早くやっちゃえばいいのにね
一番になっちゃえばいいの
にね
Well there could be like you know if you're the second country to do it then you can kind of see what happens I think they might want to see right it's hard to do it first、
でもなんかじゃあそしたらそう言えばいいのにね、ちょっと様子見てからうちやるわ、皆さん先どうぞって感じで言ってれば、あ、OK ってみんな納得してさ、早くしてくださいとか別にそんなさストレスにする必要もないかもしれないけど、なんかこう何も言わずにね、ないことにしてるとやっぱどうなってんだってみんながねストレスになっちゃうから、
まあ、まだでもね the actual LGBTQ community members living in Japan, like some of them are against legalization of same-sex marriage.
They're against it.
Yeah, they're against
it. For what reasons?
I don't know. I think mostly they are saying it because they just want to keep the status quo. Like they don't want a dramatic change to draw attention from the society because they're just being, you know, better off being that way. So, 余計なことをするな kind of mentality, which is understandable, like from a Japanese standpoint. But then again, you know, like 同じようなそのちょっとした compromise っていうのを like at this point, like do you want to sort of force the younger generation to go through this like exact same, you know, like struggles and annoyances and stuff like that? And I personally believe not. So, もうちょっとね、プログレッシブになった方がいいと思う。
まあそうね、アメリカを見てるとこう声高にあのイシューをこう持ち出してみんなでディベートした結果、逆に悪い方になることもあるじゃん。あのみんながこう話しすぎてというか、話しすぎてこう反対派の人が刺激されてより声高になっちゃうみたいな。だからこう何でもかんでも声高に言うのが絶対にいいっていうわけじゃないのはまあわかるけどっていう気はする、最近アメリカを見ていて。
But I think it's also a wonderful idea that people are allowed to be sort of stupid and naive about stuff and we can openly talk about it. I think Japanese people should learn a lot about that kind of attitude that, like, first of all, to set up a ground where we are welcome to make mistakes and, you know, putting whatever that you want to say and fairly, you know, compare, like, from, you know, each other's standpoints and try to, you know, like, come up with a solution. I think that kind of, like,process is necessary.
そうだね、なんかこう話すっていうよりかもうないものにしちゃうみたいなのが多いからね。
そうね、
臭いものに蓋みたいな感じでこう、ないものとしてやっちゃえばいいじゃんみたいな。
If you don't allow, you know, if people can be allowed to make mistakes, then people are allowed to like reflect on that and learn too. If you don'tYou know, if people don't want to talk about things, then they won't really learn either. And I think everyone who thinks they know or understand something about politics or social issues or something else and look down on other people who don't understand those things, well, they just don't know because of their particular...circumstances, you know. So we're kind of privileged. You're privileged, and I'm privileged to have grown up in an environment where you have more awareness of certain things or better access to certain ideas. And some people just don't. So they, you know, so they just don't. They're just ignorant. Not because they want to be ignorant, but.
Do you watch TV shows?
見ません。ごめんなさい。終わっちゃった。
Movies.
あ、アラディン見たよ、アラディン。
あ、本当？よかった。
Is that Will Smith?
Yeah. あのね、見たいんだけど見れてないんだよね。
I wasn't sure if that was even real or just like a meme or what, because I saw pictures of Will Smith as the genie.
本当に Will Smith だった。
Yeah, it's a real movie.
やっぱディズニーだけあってすごいバジェットが高いよ。
あ、本当？
それだけでも worth watching.
はい。
I don't want to talk about storyline and all the plots and stuff, but yeah.
Just the
visually, it's very pleasing, yes.
Okay.
Really? Yeah.Including Will Smith, he looked good.
He looked good, yeah.
Yeah?
なんで Will Smith にそんな突っかかるの?
I don't know. It's just the Will Smith's face on that like, blue like, genie is like, kind of trips me out. It's like a deep fake or something.
Yes.
そうだね。
I'm excited about it, though. 今年結構なんかライオンキングとかね、そのライブアクション、あとムーラン。
あ、そうだ、ムーランね。
Yeah.
They remaking that?
Yeah.
Really?
Live action version.
Mulan is actually one of the only... Mulan and Lion King actually are the Disney movies that I cry.
あ、そう。
なんか、Mulan、感動しない?
したよ。
あの、登れるところ、最後に、最後っていうか、頑張って登ったとき、はぁーってなっちゃう。
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
気持ちこもってないけど
棒読みだった
ね、だったね、しょうがない、基本そうだから
。I like Lion King and,、But how do you feel about the whole remake trend? that's going on right now? Or how do you feel about them remaking, you know,
live action版とかってこと?
Because they're the films that, in a sense, sort of defines our childhood. You know, those are some of the most intense moments that our generation had growing up.
だってもう何回も見たでしょ?
Yeah.
ディズニーのやつ、
まあ、それが私見てないから。
あ、そうなの？
うん、何してたんだろうね、子供。
何見てたの？
昔ば、あの、日本昔話とか。
渋い。渋い。でも待って、日本昔、もうちょっと大きかったでしょ？
わかんないな。何してたんだろう。
何見てたんだろう。小学校、中学校。
ちびまる子ちゃんとか、サザエさんとかかな。
あ、そっか。結構日本のやつ見てたのか。
そうかもしれない。和心に溢れてて。
そっか。だから、
ムーランなんて、I watched for the first time 2 years ago。
あ、マジか。超最近じゃん。うんうん、
いや、すごく感動したけど。
あ、
トトロとか見てたよ。
あ、そっちか。そっちか、そっちか。
そう。
じゃあそんなに別にこう思い入れがあるわけではないって感じか、アラジンとか、
うん、だから リメイクをどう思うかって聞かれるとすごく綺麗なバージョンにしてあるからすごいと思うけど、そのたまにさ、うん、ほら何だったっけ、あのクイーンのやつボヒミン・ラプソディとかもさ、そのオリジナルのバンドのポリティクスとかダイナミックとか知ってる人はすごいなんかショックを、嫌だったとかいう人を聞いたけど、そこまでの思い入れもないから、あ、素晴らしいムービーだなと思ったし
全部素直に受け入れられる、うん、
綺麗楽しいって
そっか、
うん、are people raised on, I watched Totoro like a billion times、yeah. and a lot of like、
ナウシカとか、
yeah, so like what do you think is the normal balance between Disney and Ghibli? Right? When you're growing up.
Let's discuss this then.
私はあんまり見たよ、すごい見たけど、それはこう大人に見せられて見ただけであって、すごい好きかって言われるとそうでもなかった。なんかちょっと生々しいじゃん。その生々しさが、多分それがすごい評価される点の一つだと思うんだけど、それがなんか子供の私からするとちょっと嫌だった、
うん、トトロは生々しくなかったんじゃない？生々しかった、あれでもちょっと顔とかのね、
あとね、なんて言うんだろうな、例えばそのカンタが、うん、あの照れてブーンってずっと飛行機で遊ぶシーンとかあるじゃん、うん、ああいう生々しさ、こう、
あ、
He's embarrassed、
うん、
それをこう見させられるのが子供的にちょっと辛いっていうか、
すごい感受性が豊かでいらっしゃる。
だからディズニーの方がこうシンプルでさ、
そうだね、
そういうエンバラスメントとかそういう、こうニュアンスの部分ないじゃん。
ないね。
だから見やすかったかな。
But it's also more misleading. It has more sort of stereotypes and archetypes and gives、yeah. people a less realistic, you know, sense、
う
ん、of
そうね。
Like.You know, you're gonna grow up and be a princess or something.
Yeah, でも子供の時別にそれ嫌だって思ってなかったからね。全然プリンセスなりたいみたいな、金持ちの王子様来てほしいみたいなさ。
金持ちの王子様来てほしいと思ってたのすごいね。
なんか夢じゃんそれが。
あ、そっか。金持ちのって言うと急に生々しい。
There's some messed up stuff in the Disney films.
Right?
そうだね。大体親いないしね、どっちか。
あ、そうなんだね。
And those dwarves.
Ah, Snow White.
Like, why do they gotta do shit for you?
ちょっと怖いよね、よく考えるとね。なんかおじさんと一緒に住んでるみたいな。
元々のなんかフェリーテイルズはもともグロいやつにベースしてんでしょ？
そうそう。
って聞いたから。
そう、結構怖いんだよね。
Like German.
Yeah, it's really dark. I read those when I was younger, but.
What's the dark one?
で、その白雪姫も結局だから she got kicked out of the castle because she was having an incest relationship with her own dad、and then her real mom actually kicks her out, and then she's like wandering around the forest and she finds these miners、like おじさんたち, and then she's like, let me stay here, I don't have a place to go, I'll do anything, and then she has to like sleep with them and do the chores and everything とかなんか it's really、dark and scary.
The real story is she's like a sex slave for these weird short the dwarf
miners, and the villain
not
is
spiritual
not,
creatures or something,
no, and it's not the villain is not her stepmom, but it's her actual mom.
Hmm.
So.
なんだ。
暗いね。
Yeah.
でもディズニーはそういうのを全部取り払った明るいイメージ、メッセージだけ。そう、すごいよね。
うん。Oh, they're remaking, what's the one with the Ariel?The ocean.
Oh, Little Mermaid. Oh. それすごい話題になってるよね、アメリカで。その Little Mermaid の主役に黒人の女の子で、もうなんかめちゃくちゃ怒る人がいるから。
Yeah.
すごい。あの、ハリー・ポッターのミュージカルかなんかの時も、あの、エマ・ワトソンの役を黒人の人がやって、その時も同じような、もうなんか、激怒の人が。
What is the Harry Potter lady's name again? I forget.Oh, J.K.
Rowling.
There's all these memes how she like she shows up on Twitter and announces that some new character is gay, like all the time. Yeah, yeah. And some people have gotten, you know, like kind of skeptical. Like you're just doing this to get attention. And
for
like,
sure, she's doing it.
Yeah, and so but, and then most recently she was like, oh, this character is like.Some race, right?
Okay.
And then if you look in the book, there was like a scene where it said like their white face or something.
Oh.
So like the race was actually said in the story. And I guess she forgot or something. Because she kept like kind of like, oh, but this character is this.
I thought Dumbledore was gay from like the beginning. Like it's really? Not, it's, it was kind of... implied っていうかみんななんか読みながらあ、ah, maybe he's gay ってちょっと思ってる感じには書いてたって言ってたけど、but yeah, I mean,
we don't want to be in a situation where people are just like
using it to make money. Right? Yeah, because
gay をそれに使うなってことでしょ。
Yeah,
and towards people who are not gay, it kind of for them it kind of annoys them about this whole thing and makes them have more negative like feelings towards the LGBT, you know, which I think is a negative. There's no reason to to do that. So it we want to feel like it's, you know, sincere and the characters like value.
So なんか後付けみたいな感じだったな。
Yeah, because yeah, I don't know if she, no one knows like the truth really. Like,
yeah,
what she's trying to do, but it was interesting like.You know, after there's only so many times you can do that where people are kind of like, all right, like, how to, like, what's your real intention here?
So, Little Mermaid のやつは日本でも怒ってる人がツイッターだといてびっくりした。
怒っちゃうんだね。黒い人が人形になっちゃいけないの。
ね、なんかどっちでもいいじゃんって感じだけど。
ね、そのバージョンも。なんか Frozen the Musical あんだけど、あの、ブロードウェイに。あの、アナは、あの、ブラックの人がやっててすごく、
あ、そうなんだ、
すごく上手だった、
まあ別にこう国とか関係ないもんね、特に人魚なんてさ、
Do they, I mean, what are they planning to bring like black culture into it? And like how does that,
I don't know if it's necessarily culture, but yeah,
でも
if they just change the characters like skin color だけ and change nothing else, it's kind of weird too, no?
You think that? でもだからゴールとしてはさ、こうデフォルトで、デフォルトでなんでもだって人魚だよ。
Yeah.
I mean.
人魚がブラックとホワイトで。
But shouldn't something else about the story change too?
Why?
After she landed on.
She's just a mermaid. I mean, mermaids are not real.
Is it a new story or is it the? What are they?
No, it's the same story. But I think the goal is that.そのなんかデフォルトでもう全部白人が主人公ってなって、それ以外にするとこうわざわざこうしたっていう風に見られちゃうの自体がやだよねっていう話じゃない？
まあ、わざわざしてるけどね。At this point, they're trying to
I guess.
Yeah, make us like sort of colorblind. So in the future, we will not be sort of.Like swung by the color of the like the skin of the main character and stuff. Like そうやってちょっとずつだから Like I think that's part of their strategy.
だからそのなんか怒んなくてもいいじゃんって思っちゃった。
まあでも、
well, I wish they would just make a new movie so that they could incorporate more of the like. I mean, if the character is black, then there's other things that you can change about the story. That
like what? in The Little Mermaid?
Well, if you just change the color of their skin with CGI or something and it's the exact same movie, isn't that weird too?
Well, if you change the skin color of the actress with CGI, that's weird, yeah, but...
Yeah. So I'm just wondering if they're going to include, you know, cultural aspects and other parts of... You know, this used to be referred to as, like, what was it, like, race bending, I think?
Hmm.
But there's, like, so you can remake the same story... but change the race of the character in the story, but that would be different from having someone who's not that race play the character without changing the race. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hmm. So for example, Little Mermaid だってそんな白人文化みたいな白人文化なのあれは。
I don't know. I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff in there that does reference, you know, somewhere in the world or some culture. Right.
I mean, if Mulan is acted by all black cast, then I'd probably be a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Little it's Mermaid. Clearly in China. Mm. So, like, yeah, but Little Mermaid is about a mystical creature. And it's not like there's a scene where when she, you know, gets legs, she's going to be, like, fiercely putting sunscreen on her skin or something. I don't know. Mm. So... なんか何でも別にいいと思ったけど人種は
変わらなくない？もっとアバターみたいなブルーでもよかったもんね多分ね
むしろね、
うん、何でもやってみたらいいと
We need more blue people
Yeah Like Will Smith
あそうだねブルーといえば
But it is kind of interesting to have like a raceless likeSort
story?
Of gender, I don't know. Like aliens are kind of raceless, and like when the aliens show up, there aren't like different races of aliens, right? They all kind of are the gray color, and gray is like super neutral.
Mm.
So they're all kind of like, I don't know.
そうね。まあアメリカだとね、そういう話されることは結構しょっちゅうあるけど、日本はあんまりね、こう表立って話題になることがそんなないから。
What was the for Ghost in the Shell? Remember?
I am. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Johansson was. She wasn't white in the movie, right? She's Japanese in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the original, right?
No, in the new movie, the one with Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah?
Is she...
Yeah.
She's
so,
Japanese
so.
In the movie.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Right. So there's like these two types of race bending or whatever the word is to refer to that. One where they change the race of the character in the story, right? So you change the story...Then there's this other one where you have, like Scarlett Johansson, where you have a white character playing an Asian
person,
character, or a white actor playing an Asian character. Right?
Yeah.
So.
So, no.
I guess they have that with sexuality too, with in Brokeback Mountain, right?
Yeah.
Are they straight? Do you know?
Yeah, they're straight.
Oh, so I think so.
They're straight.But like, 最近さこうハリウッドだとそれも言われるよねだからトランスジェンダーじゃないアクターがトランスジェンダーの役をやっちゃうとか、ってやるとその実際のトランスジェンダーがやれる役が取られちゃうから、その本物の人たちにの機会がなくな取られちゃってるみたいな、
あ聞いたことある、
So だからなんか日本でも結構日本だとまだそこまで多分行ってないからなんかこうゲイの人の役をストレートのアクターがやってなんかすごいこうとにかくフランボイエンにしとけばいいやみたいな感じそれでなんか、すごい上手ですねみたいな言われて終わるみたいななんかよくあるよね、But I don't know どこに向かうんですかね。
ね、それで二人で見られるのこと。先生みたいな。
Well, this stuff is like super controversial, you know. And I don't have super strong feelings about it. You know, my race is never represented in a movie ever, so that's normal for.
It's in The Walking Dead.
That it.
What is?
Half Japanese, half Asian, half white.
そんな人いたっけ？
いる、あのまだあの生まれてないけど。
What Asian though? What Asian though?
Korean American.
Yeah.
No, it's a different race then, right? Because if you put like Japanese actors in a movie, you know, I mean, there, I guess there's some sense of like, yay, there's an Asian actor in the States.
Yeah.
But in Asia, people don't really feel like Asian is just Asian. Yeah, like we're just Asian.
What do you mean?
Like people, I mean, Japanese people and Korean people and Chinese people and Filipino people, all these Asian people would consider themselves a unique race, not just Asian.
My race to go, I guess.
Right?
Hmm.
So, like, Irish people don't really think of themselves as just white, right?
Right.
They're like Irish. We're Irish. We have red hair. We burn up in the sun.
Right. But then, like, でもなんかハリウッドとかでさ、アジア人のキャラクターとかドラマとか出てきたら、Yeah, go Asian みたいな感じで。
Yeah, in the States, right? America, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It'll probably
get more komokai over time. Yeah, I'm in Japan.
Yeah.
Or like when they get killed, I'm like, no, this was the only Asian character.
Walking Dead のこと。
そうそうそう。It's like bring back another one.
そうだよね。
Yeah.
あれはかわいそうだったわね。
そのクォータがね、自分の中でさ。あ、もう今一人しかいないのにとか。So you watch Walking Dead?
I watched until I mean そこの部分はもう like that was after I stopped watching.
Oh, okay.
But I was so curious about like this guy.
What happened?
Yeah, I had a crush on.
Yeah, he's cute, right? かわいい
じゃん。I'm not Chinese. I'm Korean. とか言ってん
の。ほら。
He's cute. He's doing the voiceover for this character. In the show called Tuca and Birdie. It's the one that I've been watching. It's like animation. He's cute. しかもあれでこうなんだろう、アジア人の男でもモテるんだぞっていうなんか珍しいキャラじゃなかった、ハリウッドで。
そうね。
なんか白人の可愛い女をゲットできる珍しいアジアのキャラみたいな。やっぱこれまでなんかアジア人男性ってモテないみたいなさ風に描かれてきたじゃんずっと、
もうゾンビも出たらどうでもよくなっちゃったかもしれない目の前にいる男をゲット
どれでもいいやみたいな
He was only available.
年齢と、
yeah.
なんか強さととか考慮したら、
うん、そうか
これでいいやみたいな
ひどいじゃん、
そうしたら
ひどいじゃん、
それかわいい、
それ残念な見方、Zombie apocalypse.
残念な見方
ですね。Yeah.
ムーランのキャスティングはどうなるかな？チャイニーズばっかになるのかな？それともやっぱりアジアンアメリカン、like regardless、
ね
of...
まず、まあでも中国、結局中国人多いもんね。その何の、
うん結果ね、
何人の役でも、
うん、
だから、う
ん。I mean most Japanese characters have been played by Chinese actors, right?、
うん、for quite a long time. 最近ちょっと良くなってきたけどね。うん、あこれは絶対日本人の役で、あ絶対この人日本人だなみたいなのが増えてきた、うん、昔は本当にね、うん、絶対日本人なんて出てなかったけど、
うん、yeah, they didn't really worry about it very much、うん、you remember like the、third Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah. That was really bad. なんか日本が舞台だけどみんな日本語片言みたいな感じで全然日本じゃなかった、まあ、キルビルとかもそうだよね、うん、
the only, I think the only Japanese actor in that、Tokyo Drift movie was the Drift King like 本人 like the real guy because he cameoed as himself so、
oh,
he was、
okay.
He played himself in the movie.
Huh.
So.
And he was Nihonjin.
Yeah, well, he's Nihonjin in real life, so.
Right. Soっか.
Yeah.
You said you tend to date Asian men or something like that, or no?
I like Asian men, yeah.
Okay. Soっか.
Skill.
それでなんかね、ツルツルだよねみたいな話を前回してた。そう、ね。
もうやっぱりさ、ちょっと年取ったんだよこの5年で。
なんか変わった？
すごい落ち着いてない今日。え？
うん、あ本当？
だってもう乳首がなんとかとか言ってたんだ
よ。そう言ってた言ってた。
You were saying more than that。
あそう。
そうだね。ね、みんなちょっと大人になっちゃった。
すごいね、なんかちょっとチルだよかなり今日。
もう疲れてる。
So、
大人だから。
Yeah, we're all tired
。そう
ツルツルが好きって言ってた。
うん言ってた。毛がなんか。
I like smooth guys。
毛がなんちゃらって言ってた。いやなんかそうだよね、落ち着いちゃうよね。
落ち着いてると思うよ今日すごい今聞いてたのずっと、
ね、
もう、うん、ゲストなのにリスナーの。
Wait, how old are you now?
31, turning 32.
そ
っか。We're all
同い年でしょ。
そうなの
？I'm turning 33 this year。
あお姉さん。
でもまあほぼ同い年だね。
え同い年なのマイケル私と。87?
Yeah。
なんつうのポーズがあるちょっとあれなのちょっとセクレット
ちょっと考え
たそうなんだあ同い年だったんだ
そうか、うん、いやいつまでもさイエーイとか言ってらんないよね
イエーイっていうのがちょっとあれだったじゃんあのマミちゃんのなんか、うん、キャッチフレーズみたいな、
ね、
最近言ってるの、うん、イエーイって高らかに
たまに言うけど
ちょっと無理ある
いやあの本当に思った時しか言わないからやっぱ減ってるよね
超面白い今日養老園みたいにな
ってる年取っちゃった年取っちゃってさ、
うん、
イエーイとか言ってらんないよねやっぱり
そうだよね、
うん、はぁみたいな腰痛みたいな感じですよ
do you feel old or you feel older like that
I feel older yes I feel like I'm maturing hopefully gracefully、mm-hmm. I'm also retaliating by like you know devoting my time to fitness right、mm-hmm. so that's like、
mm-hmm.
yeah early 30s is I think、mm-hmm. for most of the people that's something like that like まだコーナーを曲がったと認めたくないギリギリの時に
so you're peaking like right now right this is probably like the this is probably the best
physically yeah
this is the best you'll feel ever
Oh, God,
Probably.
Stop.
It's all downhill from here.
Oh, stop. No, because when I was 20... Wait. I was like 22-ish. その時の彼氏になんか You're in your prime と言われたのね。
Mm-hmm.
それは彼の中で褒め言葉のつもり。Mm-hmm. なんか Wow, like, look at your body. Like, you're so hot. You're in your prime と言われた時に、は?こっからもうずっと下り坂ってこと、
ね、Have I peaked yet? って感じ
そうは超失礼って思ったんだけど、うん、そういうことだよでもそれは嘘だったもん、
ね、
あもっと登ってった
登ってる登ってるって思いたい、
ね、もちろん登ってるしAnd we can all, like, I think what makes difference from this point is, like, how you can maintain your body and health and stuff、
うん、
Like, there are still a lot of things that we canYou know, make sure to do, make a rule of doing、mm-hmm. on your body and maintain the health the way.
And
there are a lot of information that are online and, you know, you can implement that, like,、yeah. in your life. So, yeah, we're still
There's
in our
so、
prime.
Many, so many options, right? There's so many things you can do for your health.
Exactly.
There's so many things from, like, sauna to stretching to、
mm-hmm.
Do you think there's such a thing as, like, being a grown-up, being an adult?Like, what does that mean?
疲れた。
疲れた時は大人だなって。
That's the truth.
疲労感。
That's the truth. Like, adults are just tired. That's it.
That's true, yeah.
There's nothing else going on. That's it.
そうだね。
そうだね。疲れるのはちょっと、疲れた時の recovery time, downtime got longer. Yeah, I feel like. Yeah.
そうかもね。
I think 5 years ago, like,If once I have a good night's sleep overnight, then, you know, everything is back to normal.
Mm.
But right now, like, you know, if I have a crazy drinking party next day, I have to sort of, you know, use all the 24 hours for recovery.
You're still having a crazy drinking party.
Mm, because I'm still a crazy person.
That's like, that's 若い.
Ew.
For me.
I want to get that out of my system right now. Because, I mean, you have someone that you have to take care of 24-7, so the situation is different.
I know, and it's so crazy. Like, やっぱ、なんだろうね、30歳超えるまでってみんな大体こう同じような 生活してるって言ったらあれだけどさ、こう学校行ってるんだったら学校行ってるで同じサイクルだし、じゃあみんなクラブ行ってる、友達もみんなクラブ行ってるとかさ、でも30超えるとすごいそこに差ができてくるじゃん、
う
ん、
そうね、
まあ、結婚して子供産んでとかがなかったとしても、うん、なんかこう違うよね、
うん、
全然、
yeah. People disappear into their careers or family obligations or kids、
yeah.
or 介護 or something like, but you, once you know all those responsibilities surface once you know you're a certain ageAnd it just starts pulling people in different directions, right?
ね。
うん。
結構飲む？
いや、飲まないようにはしてるっていうか、I don't really enjoy the taste of alcohol, to be honest.
あ、そうなんだ。
But I'm a social drinker, so.
うん。
And you know, this is temporary, right? My visit to Japan, so like.
あ、そういうこと？
Yeah.
あ、OK, OK.
Like, yeah.
飲み行こうよみたいな。
行こうよ、なっちゃう。
I thought you meant like 人生のこと。
そんな。
そうか。
でも in the States I don't really drink much.
Okay.
Simple life. Wake up, go to work out, go to work, and come back home, Netflix, sleep 8 hours a day. Another day.
I think physical exercise is really good for your mental health, actually.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, for
yes,
sure.
Totally. I think if anyone's feeling like depressed or down or like
yeah.
stuck, if you...come up with an exercise routine and you stick to it, you will feel like way better.
Mm.
Way better. Like, I feel like it's a bigger effect on your mental health than on your physical body sometimes.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And to have that routine and to feel like you're doing something productive mm-hmm. too.
Mm-hmm.
And so like if you wake up and like, toriaizu, I'm going to go to the gym
yeah.
and then lift and then take protein or eat mm-hmm. chicken or something. It's like,Okay, this is already a great day. Like this is we're killing it today. This is、
mm.
this is great. And then you have momentum for whatever else you want to do too.
Yeah.
Right?、
Mm.
Yeah. And I think for me, なんかやっぱ depression とか anxiety とか、そう考える時間が増えれば増えるほどなんか it's not good.、
Mm.
だから多分 exercise もいいと思うんだけど、だからなんか、mm. ever since I gave birth, like I'm always on my feet. I'm always like carrying around the 10 kilo baby.、
Mm.
だからなんか全然エンザイティアタックとかになる暇がない。
うん。あ、そうか。That's a good thing.
そう。
I think you get an anxiety attack if you're not carrying around a baby, if you're not going to the gym, if you're because of what you're not doing.
Mm.
Right? I get anxiety because of what I didn't do.
Hmm.
Right?
Hmm.
そうか。
そうだね。
Mostly.
Hmm. What do you watch on Netflix?
何を見るっけ？日本のアニメ、
うん、
最近見始め
何見てんの？
サイキックスオのなんとかって知ってる？サイキックスオ誰も知らない。どうしよう。
サイキックス
オなんかサイキックな男の子がピンクの髪の毛してて、
うん、
強すぎるの。
強すぎるの。
そうでもすごくなんか落ち着いた男の子なの。何も説明できないね。あ、What about ワンパンチマン？ワンパンマン。
ああ、それ有名だよね。
聞いたことある。
うん。すごいくだらなくて、うん、すごく
それ笑えるやつって笑えるやつ
yeah it's kind of funny it's therapeutic to me、うん、なんか何も考えないでぼーっと見て、うん、
それいいよね
たまに ね、
ね、
うん、I think I'm with ADHD seriously so like I like 何かしてるとき次もどんどんどんどんなんか考えすぎちゃうから、
うん、
like I have to force stop myself and do something you know by sitting there
大事だよね、
うん、
それ
うん、うん
I feel like I don't know anyone that doesn't have ADHD.
I
feel like we're all like this now.
Absolutely.
It's
yeah,
kind of
we
normal.
Actually talked about this paper the other day that said, まあそのオンライン、まあ、何、パソコンとかネットとかをずっと使ってるから常にこういっぱいタブ開いててとか、
うんうん、
こうあこれやってるけどあメール来たから見ないととか、うん、こうマルチタスクを強制されてるから。あんまり一個のことだけに集中するっていうのができなくなってきてるみたいなやつ、うんうんうん、先週から話したけど
最近ね、うん、でもそうね、
うん
う
ん
I think ADHD is like the norm
norm
in developed countries I think
まあだってメールとかねノーティフィケーションとか常にこうバンバンバンバン来て邪魔されてる状態だもんね、
うんうんうん、
だからこう
Well you can switch between like appsSo
yeah,
easily,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you're just, you can scroll through Facebook and scroll through this thing and then you're on like Reddit and Instagram, and you're checking your email, and now you're on YouTube, and now you're
and doing all of that while watching Netflix, right?
Yeah, and
and talking to your boyfriend or something. Mm, like,
yeah, it's constant. So,
mm. Anime でもいいよね。たまに見たくなる。Mm. 日本の
なるでしょう。くだらない。あ、深夜食堂も見たわ。深夜食堂。
あ、それもさ、なんか
ドラマだけど、
癒される系っていうか、うぼーっと見てられるやつでしょ。
そう、いきなりなんか落ち着いたジングルが流れて12時から開く居酒屋さんでマスターがはいとか言って、あるものなら作るよみたいな面白くないでしょ
でもそういうのが見たくなる気持ちはめっちゃわかる、
う
ん、
すごくインテンスな、そのワークアウトもインテンスだし、うん、実際のデイジョブも It's pretty intense、so.
うん、
いやだからたまにリラックスしないと壊れちゃうと思うから、
わかるわかる、うん、こう考えないで見れて、しかも何も起きないみたいな、
うん、
なんかあんまり、
そう
あんま何も起きてほしくないよね、
本当そう
そうA lot more people are doing that too、うん、lately like they just kind of chill out watching、うん、something I feel like that's how、likeTwitch became so popular.
What is Twitch?
Twitch is the video game streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these people that don't even want to play video games. They just want to watch、
mm.
someone play a video game.、
Mm.
And that's like the, that's like next level. Just、yeah. like you're not even playing the video game.
Yeah.
Like you're so passive and so like just relaxed that...
だってゲームやるの疲れない、うん、なんかさ買っちゃったらさ最後までやんなきゃいけないような、うん、なんか脅迫観念があるし
Are you playing anything these days?
No. No?
Are you? Me neither. But I did get really excited about the
Death Stranding.
デスト？
何や？デスト？
あのコジプロの新しいゲーム。
コジプロ？
そう、あの、うん、デス、ノーノーノーデスじゃないメタルギアソリッドとかの、
うん、あ戦うやつ、ロボットが戦うんだっけ、ごめん全然違うこと言ってる、うん、ごめんね、ゲーム本当やんなくて、
It's like, yeah.
戦うやつ、
やっぱ戦うんだ、
うん、戦争、うん、戦争じゃない、
You don't know Metal Gear Solid?
全然わかんない、ごめんひどいよね、
Metal Gear Solid's like huge、
聞いたことある、
It is really huge、 yeah.
マミちゃんも知ってるってことは女の子も知ってたんだ、
まあ、うん、そんなにすごいやってるのは男子の方が多いって思うけど、でも私もやったことあるけど、もう下手くそすぎて全然進まないけどね。
When was it most popular? When did it come out?
Probably
すごい前だよね。
Early 2000s.
That's like when we were like 中学生。
It was like one of the first good games on the PlayStation 2, right? PS2 だよね。
わかんない、私はクラッシュバンディクや
って、うん、それ
それ PS1
PS2 でクラッシュバンディク2をやってたの私は、うん、あとそうだね、鉄拳2、
鉄拳タグ、
鉄拳タグ、何それ、
Yeah I think that was the most、popular one. It's where you can like switch guys in the middle of the fight.
What?
YeahSo like you and your teammate can, you can do like four player,、
mm-hmm.
so it's 2v2, and if you get two beat up, then you can like press a button and your character leaves and the other guy comes in.、
Mm.
Huh.
In the meantime, you can rest and
you,
HR だと。
あ、そういうこと。ちょっと heal。
え、休みの日何してんの？
なんかよくあの Japanese folk dance, I'm still doing it, so I'm taking、oh, dance lessons.
Okay.
And CrossFit, I work out 6 days a week, so.
Wow.
6 days a week?
Mm-hmm.
Once a day?
Once a day.
How do you break it down? Like your workouts?
Basically, I just follow the program provided by CrossFit, like official website. So I don't really use my brain necessarily, which is the easiest part in CrossFit. But
like, how do they separate all that stuff? Like hooking, chest. Like chest, back.
So leg.
So you have like leg day.And like chest day,
not like leg dake no day, but it's more like
there's a lot of compound exercises, right?
Right, like Olympic weightlifting day, gymnastic day, Yeah, chest day, something like that. Mm. It's like, すごくいろいろありすぎて, ちょっと I can't really follow it, but yeah, it's fun. It's, every day is different workout, so.
And you don't feel like I'm so done after I work out. Because usually I work out for maybe 2.5 hours.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Well, that's like to be in the gym to like getting out. Mm. So including like shower and stuff. And I'm like hitting, I usually hit a sandbag and stuff too. But I'm like the next, like I definitely don't work out the day before I have shuroku. No way.
No Wednesdays.
No way. I can't do it. My brain won't work.
So many 疲れちゃうんだ.
Yeah, I'm smashed after I go to the gym.
I'm curious how crazy your workout that you're doing is.
It's not that crazy. I'm just...
you're a tired person.
And I'm so paranoid of getting sick, too. Like, oh. I haven't gotten sick in forever. But if I work out really frequently, I feel like I could get... I'm like, yeah, but... And then I won't. I'm fine. But I get, like, worried about it. Mm-hmm. You know? It's a lot of strain on your body, you know, to work out
a lot. Yeah. いっぱいやりすぎるとね、it's no longer healthy. Yeah.
So how long do you work out for? Like 一回に。
一回にだったら、so one class is usually only 1 hour, but I use open gym period where like coaches start working out and then somewhat like coaches like me, so they want to kind of tag along with me and do the same workout after the official class is over. So in total, like every day I do like 2 hour workout.
Wow.
And it's pretty crazy.
No wonder you were buff. The buffest guy I dated was super into CrossFit too.
Oh, okay.
And he would like show me all the CrossFit videos of like super strong women. なんかすごい重いバーベルとかをみたいな、なんか投げる。
That's weightlifting.
いや、そのなんか結構みんな投げるから、それがすごい印象に残ってて。
We call it drop the bar, yes. We drop the bar after lifting, yes. We don't really throw them.
それをすごい見させられてた。
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, but he was super buff. Like, なんかバフすぎて、こう腕枕でしたら首がめっちゃ痛いみたいな。
硬いみたいな。
そう。あとなんか高い、高すぎる、
コール、
そうそうそう、みたいな感じだった。
Good thing you broke up with him.
I guess.
硬すぎた。
いや、ちょっとね、ちょっとあ枕としてはあんまり合ってなかったかな。
今の方はいい枕してるの？
そうだね。そんなに he's not like super like buff.
But he's moderately fit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of commitment and like time to maintain it.
ね、収録、like, 収録で2時間って言ったらね、すごいよね。
ね、なんでやっちゃうんだろうね。もう it's like it's yeah I'm addicted I think so.
もうやんないと気持ち悪いとかってある。
気持ち悪いし I feel wrong about not doing it.
あ、そう。え、でも日本にいる間は？
行ってる every day。
行ってんだ。Oh my god、すごい。
すごいじゃん。
すごい。
But you can get used to like anything, right? Like you can adapt your body and your mind, your routine to like almost anything.
Yeah.
And then you can start doing whatever that is like every day. Like if you wanted to do yoga every day, you could just start doing it. And then like 2 weeks later, it wouldn't even be a big deal. Like it'd be a bigger deal not to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
So exactly. So I feel like I, in my head, there are all these bunch of movements that I haven't mastered yet that I have to accomplish within the end of, like, you know, this year. And, you know, there are goals that I want to accomplish. And this is already July, and what am I doing? I have to hit the gym right away to, you know, get the movement.
すごいね。
なんでこんな人になっちゃったの?
How many kilos are you right now? 体重。
あ、体重? 95 kilo.
Damn.すごいね。
My lightest was 82, and after that I gained some muscle and fat.
Wow.
So, yeah, your lightest was 82?
Yeah, leanest is 82. I started from 140 kilo, and I lost like 58 kilos.
Jeez.
All the way down to 82 kilo.
Wait, you started at 何キロ?
140.
Yeah.
すごいね。
あった時は130ぐらいだったかな。
すごすぎる。
変な。
でもそのなんか痩せてそっから十何キロだからマッスルってことでしょ。
まあファットもあるけど、まあ、
でもそれもすごい。
His lightest is like my
heaviest.
Heaviest.
いいな。
I'm like 82 kilos now.
ああそうなんだ。
そう。
背同じぐらい？
うん、多分同じぐらい。
そっか。うん、いやすごい。
I'm like 180、
うん。ちょっと本当に同じぐらい。
そっか。
うん。
すごいね。
なんで why did I look that weak when I was 82? Like I...
でも骨のね重さとか人それぞれ違うし。
あ、そうだよね、うん。日本人なのにね、普通なんかね、白人の人、ごめんね、レイシストじゃないんだけど、なんか白人が入ってた方がもっと like frames like in my head it's sensitive bigger。
ああね、まあでも。
もう you look、うん、全然弱そうじゃないけど、強そう。
I'm lanky. I have long arms and like。
そうなんだ。
I don't know. 手長ザル。
そうなの。人より長いってこと？普通の人より長いってこと？
Yeah.
手が？
Yeah.
Huh.
ちょっとなんか見てみたいよね、二人で。
Like my.
わかる？
Arms or?
あ、こうしたい。やっぱりま。
ちょっとわかんない。わかんないな。なんかあのなんだろう、太さも違うから、うん、なんかイリュージョンでちょっとわかんない。目の錯覚。
おかしい。
と家にマッチョが2人。
ありがとう。マッチョ認定もしてもらえるんだね、こんだけで。もっとしなきゃいけないと思ってたけど。いや、
だから多分クロスフィットですごい人見すぎなんだよきっと。
頭おかしくなっちゃう。
いや、これでマッチョじゃないって言ったらもうどうなっちゃうのって感じ。
There are like crazy freaks like depending where you go. So like if you go to Gold's Gym for example, like if you go to any other gym in Japan, like Tipness or whatever, anytime Tipness, all these gyms, like the guys are pretty small. Like everyone's pretty small.
そっか。
But if you go to Gold's like CUNY, there's guys where it's just like,
yeah, 私ゴールドジム行ってたんだよ。 They don't fit in the elevator. あのさ、すごいね、あのなんかかっこいい人がいて、カンフーみたいななんか格好してるのよ、いつも。
カンフ
ー。なんか黒いカンフーパンツみたいなの履いて、白いあのタンクトップいつも着てて、で腰にあの腰からチェーンでウェイトつけて懸垂してる人がいつもいてさ、すごいかっこよかった。
It's kung fu. Kung fu is like kung fu.
うん。
うん。
kung fu ズボンってどういうズボン？ダボダボってこと？
そう、ちょっとゆるいなんかアジア人みたいな、なんかなんて言えばいいんだろう。そうね、ちょっとゆるくて、
うん、
なんかアジア人ファイターみたいな、なんかわかんないけど。
そうなんだ。
そう。
I saw this documentary recently where this guy in China was censored by the government because he was challenging traditional Chinese martial artists to competitions and beating them up. So he was like, he was calling out like wushu masters and kung fu masters, like the absolute top guys. And a couple of them would just think that he's just talking shit on the internet. So he's like, yeah, come then, we'll fight. And then he actually showed up. And then he's just like beating the shit out of these kung fu masters and these wushu masters. And the Chinese government is like, oh my God, they're like exposing our tradition as like not that effective as a martial
that's
art.
Angle. Okay, that's
and so that so they like censored this Chinese MMA fighter.
そういうことね。
Yeah. And he's like in this interview with Vice or someone, he's like, no, the Chinese martial artists need to learn from the outside world. And the Westerners were open-minded with the Thais and Japanese and everyone else, and they figured out what works the best. And here in China, these people are saying this works when it doesn't work. And so it's like this weird controversy where like wushu masters are getting knocked out cold, and then, and then the Chinese government takes down the video, and it's like it's kind of weird.
What is this guy's background though, martial arts background? What is he?
Well, he's just an MMA fighter. Oh, that's his background from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So, and he's Chinese.
Yeah, he's Chinese.
Oh, I see.
So. Yeah.
MMA って言ったら何をするの? Kickboxing? Is it boxing?
もう全部でしょ? Well, 総合格闘技. So basically, it's jiu-jitsu, wrestling, kickboxing. and maybe boxing. But nobody's doing wushu or tai chi or kung fu or any of those.
総合に入れなかったんだ。その
You'll get your ass kicked if you try to do that stuff.
Tai chi is the one where like older Chinese people are doing in the morning and stuff, like this cool やつ。
すごい遅いやつでしょ。
They're like pushing air molecules.
あれも格闘技なの?
Yeah.
Oh.
But a lot of kakutogi aren't strictly for combat. So like capoeira was also like a social dance thing too.
Right?
And it gets people in shape just in case you need people that are, you know, to fight or something.
Huh.
So it keeps everyone in shape, keeps everyone kind of sharp, capable. But they can practice those skills in a way that's really non-violent in the case of capoeira. But yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
A similar thing is probably happening in Japan with like karate.
And are they not strong?
Well, if you're from Shotokan, you might be weaker than someone from Kyokushin. Because Kyokushin has full contact. But even in Kyokushin, they don't have strikes to the face with your hands so much. So a lot of people, even if you're really high level karate fighter, you may not have good defense towards certain things, like leg kicks, for example. So in Thailand, they kick your leg all day long. It's what they want to do, right? Kick your leg. But if you can get to a really high level in karate without people really trying to kick your legs like that, so you'll have a weakness there. So like if you're a taekwondo, then you have a boxing like weakness, right?
Do you feel any like practical advantages because you got like buff? Like, なんか、わかんないけど、ジャムの蓋をより簡単に開けれるとか、そういうなんか。
絶対あるでしょ。
それはあるけど、でも、I don't know. I think in everyday life, I don't really feel that much stronger.
そっか。
Because I'm just a CrossFitter, so I'm getting better at lifting heavier weights. But in reality, I'm like...pretty useless, to be honest. だからそうやってマーシャルアーツをしてるわけではないから I can't fight. I don't want to fight.
Right.
Yeah. And but I think my personality got a little more like I think I'm a born gentle person, but like I think after I got a little more muscular, I got a little more, I don't know, chill. So, だから
より chill になったってこと、
なんか仏みたいになっちゃった。
もう怒ることないみたいな。
あ、でもな、relationship though, it's a different story.
Oh, yeah?
Me and my current boyfriend, we fight a lot. I mean, I just get angry.
何に怒るの？
なんかテキストをするときの情報のトランスパレンシーがないとか。
え、どういうこと？
そう、すごいバカなんだよね。じゃあ聞いて。
うん、
あのね。
うん
どうせだから言うね、テキストをするときに、今ほらこうやって日本にいるから2 weeks long distance relationship でしょ、だから寂しいじゃん。でそれでテキストするときに急に like we're having this conversation and it just gets like disconnect, I mean 向こうがいきなり消えて like 4 hours later like he comes back and say like I was talking with my parents, I was playing Mario Kart with my brother, like後で言わないでよ待ってたじゃんよ時間
かわいいそっか、途中であのさ2種類いるよね、あのメールをガーってやり取りしてて、あちょっとなんかこれから何かがあるから返せないねって言ってくる人と、言わずにこう急にいなくなる人といるじゃん、私は急にいなくなる人なんだけど、こうなんかそれってさ、こうみんなの中で別にルールがあるわけじゃないけど2種類いるよね。
そうだね、
言う人、言ってほしい人、
言ってほしいし、だから私がすっごいフォローなのね、My text communication。
あ、そうなの。
これから何々があって何時間の間これをやるから I'll be back in なんか2 and a half hours。
あ、すごいね
って言っちゃうの。
きっちりしてるんだ、ちゃんと。
多分職業病じゃない。
あ、そっか、ちゃんと明文化しろみたいな
病気になっちゃったのね。でそれをしてくれないとなんか、なんか考えてくれてないのかなってなっちゃうんだけど、考えてないわけじゃないんでしょ、マミちゃんがそうやって消えるのは。
そうだね、
コロアイと思っていなくな
る。コロアイというかなんかテキストだったらこう自由に抜けたり入ったりしていいものって 勝手に思ってんだよね。
That's exactly what he told me.
あ、本当？
I thought texting was more casual って言ってて、casual な話じゃなくて、それはルードなんだよ。
そっか。そう、でもうちの旦那は例えばこうバーってメールしてて、あ、ごめんちょっと今からミーティングだから返せないわとか言ってくるのね。それをいつも私は、いや別にそんな言わなくていいのにって逆に思ってた。
あ、そうなんだ。そっか、じゃあうちら交換庫すればよかったんだね。
そうだね。
じゃあそれ言われなくても You don't get bothered、
全然。でもマイケルと私がメールする時も勝手にいなくなって勝手に始まるよね。
じゃあ同じスタイル、
でしかもなんか一昨日ぐらいのやつに今日返すみたいな、しかも一言で返すとかあるよねよく。
そういう人もいるんだって私が感
じ、ね、ね、だからいろんな人がいるよね。そう、
案外インフレクシブル、私ダメね、I gotta step up my game。
でもなんかでも相手がそれをそんなに嫌だったら、まあ歩み寄る必要があるよね。
そうそうそう、だからあまり怒らないで、なんか次からそうしたら結構ヘルプフルなんだけどって言ってみた。
そうだよね、4時間なんかどうしてんだろうって思うのもかわいそうだもんね。
そうだよ、結構辛いよ、
ね、Is it just like, I mean, is it, do you guys have pretty good trust, you think? Or?
I think we have pretty good trust and he's enjoying it to the fullest. そういう意味でいきなり聞いて、oh, 別にそれ、
ね、
それことでなると、そういうことをアップセットするとは思わなかったし、もちろん君のことは考えてるし、そういう問題じゃないからって言われたら、まあそうなんだけど
どうしたんだろうって思っちゃうの
か。そう、なんかクロージャーが欲しくなっちゃうの。
ああ、
そのコミュニケーション each time。
なんか私の場合は逆に、あ、ちょっとこれから会議だからできなくなるって言われると、このなんか今まで話してた一連のやつがぶった切られちゃう感じがして、
あ、
逆にオープンにしといてほしい、なんか逆に寂しくなっちゃう。
そういうふうに思うのかも聞いてみよう今度。
そうだね、
そしたら私はオープンエンデッドにしてあげる努力をしなきゃいけないよね。私ぶった切るから、
そうだね、だから逆にぶった切るのが寂しくないってことだもんね、
うん、全然もうなんかタスクになるから、ここからここまではワンストリングコミュニケーション、ここからここは待つ、違うタスクをする、でカムバックしてもう一回話す、
あ、そっか、
ってすると気持ちいい、
うん、そっかそっか、だから終わりが欲しいのか、
うん、そう。
Don't you feel more connected if it's moreLoose?
だよね、そう思えないんだよね for some reason.
Yeah, so it's just like you know you're both thinking about each other but you don't need to like take care of
the... でも今言ったみたいにオープンになってるっていう風に認識してるから、やっぱこう途中で止まっちゃって、なんかまだ終わってないのにっていうことだよね。
なんか、うん、私ちょっとアサイメントみたいに考えすぎてるのかも。It's like, if, to me, like, it feels like a pending assignment that's not resolved yet, that we want to kind of tackle as a group together
right,
to kind of get a result and move on to the next one.
真面目。
そう。
まあ別に悪いことじゃないけどね。だから、面白いよね。
Different people have different, yeah,
likes and dislikes. Is this a new relationship or?
It is relatively a new relationship. We've been together for only 5 months.
あ、そっか。でもそれもあるよね、やっぱ。じゃない？なんか。
When did this phase start? When was?
このコミュニケーションのやつ？
Yeah.
I think it's pretty much from the start. なんかちょっとこの人のコミュニケーションの仕方合わないっていうか
違うなみたいな
ちょっとスタイルが違うなって、うん、でも I understand, I feel like a lot of love coming from him, so I really appreciate that, I'm enjoying it, but when it comes to text communication, he sort of like wants to take it more casually than I do.
Yeah.
うん、で
そっか、だから違う、だからさ、文章とかも結構ちゃんと打つタイプ。
すごい、
そっか、あ、うん、でうちの夫と気が合うかもしれないわ。
もう反応しない。
なんかこうきっちりね、ちゃんとなんか文章書いて、で、はい、ここでこの話終わりみたいな、
うん、したいの。
そっかそっか、
ボレットポイント1、2、3、4。
でもなんか付き合って5ヶ月っていうのもなんかあるよね、きっと。なんか何年も経ってきたら
もうそんなことするね、
もういいやってなる可能性もあるけど、
そうだよね。
Do you guys have any、I don't know if this is a weird question. Well, it is a weird question. I'll ask it anyways. Do you guys have any, like, chivalry between you? Or, like...
何 chivalry?
Ah, ドア開けてあげるとかそういうこと?
Yeah, so, like, chivalry is, I mean, it's kind of a traditional concept, but it's like, if I'm...
Lady first 的なこと。
Yeah, if I'm walking on the road with my girlfriend, then I'll be on, like,
the
road...
On the car side, yeah.
the car side, or I'll pick her up at the train station, or yeah. And these are all, you know, we'll be going somewhere. I'm like, do you think you're gonna, you know, it's a little cold outside, and she'll be like, oh, I think it's fine. I don't need a jacket. And then later I end up with no jacket because I have to, like, you know, the jacket only moves one direction. but those sorts of like chivalry, I'm just wondering if you have any of that sort of thing going on, or how that plays out.
I don't know. I don't know if my answer is going to answer your question, but I feel like I'm usually outside of the house. I feel like I'm playing the male role most of the time. So at the car no side ni tattari toka, doa toka. Like he's like physically a little bit like smaller. Mm-hmm. Like he's shorter and he's skinnier, so
that makes sense, right? I mean, you're the strong one.
Mm.
But it could be like a personality thing too. Right?
Yeah,
so there are like small people that maybe.
But do you? Want but that. Do you think you will do that if your girlfriend was much bigger than you? Like you will be giving her your jacket or trying to protect her from cars and stuff.
Well, my jacket wouldn't fit.
I was going to
say. If it fit, like if she was much stronger than you, and you were both aware of it.
I don't know. Like, that hasn't happened. So, but that would feel weird.
Right?
And I don't think, like, I would ask my girlfriend for a jacket just because she's bigger than me.
I've dated, like, taller guys, and I still behave the same way.
Ah, so nanda.
I enjoy being in that situation and take the lead and be a gentlemanly. I enjoy doing that.
Yeah, I think that preference probably is fairly stable across like relationships, right?
So kana. Demo, so yu toki ni, like I wish that I could maintain that position throughout, like regardless of where we are at, but いつも寝てネットフリックスとかしてちょっとニャンニャンしたくなっちゃったりとかすると like for some reason I start seeking attention and become like a big lion. I mean that's what he calls me. なんかでかいライオンみたいになっちゃったみたいな。でかい猫になっちゃったって言うんだね。でそれでなんかゴロゴロしだしていつもライオンみたいにねプラウドなのになんでいきなりなんかビッグキャットになっちゃうの。
甘えん坊になっちゃうってこと。
で甘えん坊状態の時に甘えさせてくれないと急に怒るの。本当に嫌い自分がそう。I'm so difficult.
でも I think well でもさ simple より difficult の方が面白くない。
I mean I hope he's feeling it.
That's
that
what
way.
I tell myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I'm easy either.
Okay.
So.
So nanda.
Jigaji-san.
You want to be easier.
Yeah.
Or
more predictable, readable. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To yourself too.
To myself too, mostly, to be honest. Yeah.
So
yeah, because sometimes like I'm not sure what I'm thinking and why I'm doing this. Is this hormonal thing or is it my like dochi no otoko side, onna side, okama side, nani ga nai ko? What am I doing?
You have to be able to predict your own reactions, your own behavior in order to control it, right? So if it surprises you, it's kind of too late, right?
Yeah, you freak out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then you can only put that, you know, assess that after the fact. Be like, wow, well, I really lost my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said things I didn't want to say. I didn't mean this. I didn't mean that. I don't actually feel like this.
怒るとどうなるの？なんか、わーって言うタイプ？
わーって怒鳴ったりはしないけど、言うのずーっと喋るの。ずっとずっと自分の気持ちを聞いてって、もう私の心の中がどれだけ今こうなってるか見てっていう感じになっちゃうから。すっごい長くてかわいそう。
長セリフみたいな。
本当でモノローグそのもの。これから始まるよ3時間のショーがっていう感じになっちゃうから。To stop.
Is it really? It's 3時間。
まあ1時間は絶対だね。
結構長いね。
そうしかも自分で喋り始めたくせに What do you think? なんかそこでなんかあなたのオピニオンがないと。 わかんないじゃん、これはあのディスカッションなんだからって言って言うと、その時にもう疲れてるじゃん、相手1時間後だから、もう whatever, whatever they...
So the quality of their answers gets worse.
それで怒るの。Absolutely. ちゃんと考えてよとか言って。そう。
むずい。
There's so many cycles and patterns in relationships. There's so much like reactionary behavior.
Do you find yourself in this kind of patterns too?With your girlfriend?
Well, the patterns, thankfully, have shifted over time, so it's not exactly the same kind of disagreements. But, I definitely think about the way that I communicate. And, you know, I've definitely said things that I regretted saying. And I really think you have to just make yourself more predictable.Why are your is your communication productive? You feel like are there problematic aspects to your communication? I mean, if you want to talk about it,
I mean, 私もだからこう溜まってきて溜まるっていうかあれってなるじゃん。あれイラみたいなで。いろいろぐるーって考えてバーって言う。だからリオみたいな感じでスピーチ、
うん、
スピーチしてって感じで、あっちのレスポンスに
何時間ぐらい
でもそんな
3時間
そんな長くないよ。ちっちゃいスピーチちっちゃめのスピーチして、でもなんかあの前に女の子のゲイの友達に言われたんだけど、その子の彼女がこうぐさって一番来ることを短いスピーチでガッとやってくるみたいな、もう一番効果的に刺したいみたいな、なんか女の人ってそういうところがあるよねって言われて、確かにって思った。ちょっとなんか短い言葉でいかに相手に深く刺さるかみたいなのをやっちゃうんだよね。
ヘッドショット、
headshot.
Yeah, girls look for headshots right between the eyes.
So, ガーってペラペラって言うよりかはなんか、そうね。
そうなんだ。
短くさっとやっちゃう。
Yeah, it's just a dagger right into your brainstem.
やってなんか思ってないの思ってないことも言っちゃうとか、なんか傷つけようって思っちゃうんだよね。それはすごい悪い。すごい悪くて。で一回でもね怒られたことがあって、夫になんか自分は喧嘩しててもマミを傷つけようって思ったことは一回もないよって。だからこうディスアグリーメントがあるのはいいけど、その傷つけようというモチベーションは良くないって言われて、はっ、本当その通りって思った。でもたまにやっちゃう。
だって傷つけたい、傷つけてじゃないと相手に伝わらないと思うからでしょ。それはリアクションだよね。だから
多分ね、
旦那がマミちゃんのことを怒らせなかったらそうもなんなかったから。
まあまあまあ、どうなんだろうね。
Some of that stuff doesn't heal completely.
そうなの、
you know?
そうなの、
That's the thing. So like girls feel like they're so smart saying some super fucked up shit. But there's a little bit of damage there that won't heal. And now you're stuck with this person that you damaged. Right? Like it's your own, you know, furniture or something that you damage. So it's like, well, it's like it's your life.
So like, それはね、いつも反省してよくなんかごめんねって言ってる。But なんかこう長いから悪いとかっていうことでもないんだよきっと。だそんなぐさって刺してるわけじゃないでしょ。
違う、多分旦那とのすごいエクストリームバージョンだと思う。私はそのちゃんとロジカルに言うけど、そう、私も言うもん、別に傷つけたいとかなんか勝ちたいとかじゃなくて、本当に知りたいし、
分かってほしいしとか、
そう、私の中でそう、なんか全然グレーでどうしようって、このまま置いとくとかちょっと性格上難しいから、ちょっともう本当に 100% honesty で言っていいから、それがたとえ私を傷つけても別にいいから、その嘘つかれるっていうかごまかされるよりか楽だからっていう思いかな。
Yeah, でも、コミュニケーション大事だよね。
I feel like in most of these situations, like, the issue of communication and how we communicate is like, ends up being the larger issue than whatever it is that you guys are trying to communicate about. You know what I'm saying? So like, maybe there's something that, you know, causes a disagreement or an argument or something.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have caused an argument or a fight or something if your method of communication had been better in the first place, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, whatever the problem was could be the same size problem and not result in an argument or a disagreement or a misunderstanding if the communication part was better, right?
そうね。でもそれでもやっぱなんかコミュニケーション下手くそだったとしてもないよりはマシだと思って生きてるけど私は。結構日本だとなんかあんまり思ってても相手に言わないとかさ、ね、結婚してたとしても言わない人とか多いじゃん。そうするとなんかこうあっちがどう思ってるのか分かんないんだよねとか言って暮らしてるみたいな。それがなんか個人的には一番怖いっていうか。
やだ、I don't like that。
無理。
Yeah.
やろうと思っても多分できない。ベラベラ言っちゃうもん私。
ペラペラペラペラ。
なんかさ、とどめておくの無理だよね。
無理だよ。
全部言っちゃうよね。ペラペラ。
マイケルは言うの？言わないの
？I pick my battles. Very strategic. Timing is important.
そうだよ、
ね。頭いいんだ。
ベラベラタイプじゃないもんね。
えらいね。
Yeah. Well, I don't know.I feel like, at least lately, I don't feel like blaming anyone else for anything, for like anything. I'm kind of tired
of it. あと元からさ、なんか、多分私とかリオとかは分かんないけど、喋りながら考える。考えながら喋る。もうなんか、考えてるプロセスを言語化して、もう、
そのまま
いくもんね。やっちゃうけど、マイケルそういう感じじゃないもんね。だからこう質問してもすぐに返ってこないんだよ答えが。
ああ、ナウローディングみたいな。
みたいな。そうそうそう。
かかって。
そうそうそう。ちょっと時間が空くじゃん。それは私はやりたくてもできない。ペラペラって言っちゃう。
Well, I think it's partly something that I do intentionally.
Yeah.
Just out of habit. And it's the same thing I do with like my emails.
Like
if I'm annoyed with some person with emails, I'll write a draft.And I'll walk away. I won't send it. And I'll come back later after I've relaxed, went to the gym or something. And then I'll read the email. I'm like, wow. So, like,
I'm a dick.
There's it doesn't need to be personal. It doesn't need to be emotional. It doesn't need to be these things. And so I'll reconstruct it. The same thoughts, the same sort of expression, but without the unproductive emotional content.Right.
お坊さんだよね、もう。
うん、すごいね。
お坊さんレベル。
No, if you're お坊さん、then you can just immediately respond and not have any problems.
まあ確かに。
そうだ、まだ人間だ。
まだそこまでじゃない。
Yeah.
But you're getting there.
It's just a method.
Yeah.
Right? Anyone can do that. Including in relationships too. Anyone can do that. But I used to go for a jog. So if I like started...arguing with my girlfriend, I would ask for a break. I'm like, is it okay if I just go for a jog? I'll be back. And I would go run, and then I'd come back, and I'd just be zen. Like, okay. And I just blew it out. Like, you can just sprint or whatever, right?
じゃあ走り出したいっていう時は彼女はやばいマイケルが本当に怒ってる。
I haven't done that in several years, but I used to do that.
走り出したよみたいな。
Well, I was living, well, I still am, but one room だから、have to get out of the.
そうだね、他の部屋に行けない。
There's no other room except the bathroom.
だそれができるその一回離れるとかさ。
できない
よね、
難しい
だよね、
その場で解決できないことって何みたいなな
っちゃうから
You should have enough commitment you know that it's like you know we can give each other space to like manage ourselves and our impulses and stuff
yeah the weird thing is though like I partly like I feel like I'm welcoming those like emotional comments too. I want to hear them too and react to them. So だからそこのパートがないとなんか it doesn't feel like a real conversation.
わかる。なんかその一人で走って解決してるやつを一緒にやりたいよね。
うん、そうそうそう。一緒に走ろうみたいな。
ね。あ、なんか一人で解決して戻ってきちゃったみたいなのが。
でこっちだけなんか本当なんか。
そうそうね。こっちは部屋でまだ怒ってる。置いていかれてる。そうだね。そうだね。いや、なんかその場で絶対解決したくなっちゃうんだよね。
そうだね。なんかそこでどっか行かれると逃げられたような感じが。
そんなことないんだけどね。
So you don't take breaks, or you guys don't have an idea of like, all right, let's just pause. It's just like chill, like, because you start rambling, you might start talking over each other. People could start raising their voice. You start saying things you don't. You're kind of off topic at this point. It's a disaster, right? And so sometimes it's like, hey, let's just agree that we're both too upset to do this conversation justice, then you know, give it
なんかガーってなって興奮して話してるけど、そっからどうにか二人ともが一緒に落ち着いて、なんかまた元に戻る醍醐味みたいなのがある。
というかそこまでの時間があれば、I think I can accept taking breaks, like very temporary thing. But like, if the fight itself started like pretty late at night, I don't want to carry that over to the next day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I would prefer having that.
夜遅くにスピーチを始めちゃった場合。
Yeah, it's. I think it's bad to go to bed on
Being
bad
angry.
Terms. It solidifies or something.
そうだね。
Like, when do you ever wake up and like? Think like, oh, this
motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
This naked motherfucker. Like, most of the time, though, like to be honest, like you know, when, if I like whenever I feel like I want to start a fight, that's mostly because I'm horny.
So, so.
So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So. So.行こうよ、ジョギング行かないでっていう感じ。
あ、それもうやっちゃえば。
もうやっちまおうぜ。
手っ取り早い、ね。
そうそうそう。
あ、そっか。
So you either argue or you have sex.
I mean, argue first and then 仲直りして。
ワンセットみたいな。
うん、ワンセット。
That takes like how many? That's like 5 hours or something.
そこまで。
It depends on how long your sex is.
そうだね。今のだと2時間って
換算2、3時間ぐらいはあるよ
なっちゃうけど
長いね、そっか、でもそれは自分でもう分かってるのね、
だから彼もね、あの黙ってこう脱ぎ出せばさ、さって分かったっ って脱げばいいんだけど、そうなんかそれはね、まだ彼も彼の he's also a different human, he has his opinions, right?
Of course, right?
But I don't want to listen.
そっか、人間って難しいね。
どんどん難しくなってきたね、最近。
Yeah, I think it is harder for people. People have less social skills now.
You think so?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, look at all the hikikomori AKB tweeting, you know, or all the... like, there are tons of people that are incels or hikikomori or... Like, there's people now that rent cars justto sit in them by themselves in Japan. Like that's like most of the car rentals, people don't even drive them. They just sit inside the car.
Just no way most
privacy.
Of it
no,
is
most,
for that purpose. No,
that's what like the car rental places are reporting now. Yeah, because they have like the coin parking, the other, you know, car share. And all.
Yeah.
It's really easy and it's really cheap. So you can rent it for like 30分for like 400円, 500円とか。
Okay.
So people are doing that.
They just sit there.
They just sit there. They don't even drive at all. Because they want...
So that they can have some space?
They just want privacy.
Oh, I see. So sitting in the park doesn't work. They need to be in the car.
Yeah, they want to have like the room
like
to themselves.
Like 一人カラオケみたいな感じかな。一人カラオケルーム。
Yeah. Yeah.
漫画喫茶とか。
とか。
Yeah, so like car rental is becoming the next manga kissa. Kind of unexpected.
Yeah, because manga kissa has like manga and all the drinks and shower and everything, and it's probably around the same price.
Yeah, but car rental, you have your own vehicle, the whole thing.
Right.
And you can say what you can scream if you want to.
I guess.
You can like, do whatever you want. And there, you can go somewhere if you want, you know. But I do think people's social skills are degrading. I think we don't really have great examples of healthy relationships to like refer to so much in popular culture. Do we? Not really. Right? And
サザエさんみたいなってこと?
Yeah, they're all any sort of like
まあそういうの避けてるもんね。だって今はこうなんかこれが家族のあるべき形ですみたいなのがないから、こうdysfunctional
familiesとかもちゃんと描いていきましょうってなった結果、まあ確かにそのrole We don't really have good role models. If I look to Netflix or one of those things for role models, I'm going to come out shooting heroin, smoking crack in like 2050 or something.
Right, that's true.
Right? I mean, do we have role models? So, like, I think the role of parents is maybe becoming more and more important. Because maybe. You can't really look to society to raise you as, like, as some sort of functional... Like, how? Where do you learn how to talk to people in a productive way in an intense relationship situation, right? Like, that's kind of like... If anyone has any advice about that sort of thing now, you're a counselor. You're like a professional like psychologist or something. Nobody else really comments on that in detail or like how to, you know, communicate with someone that you're planning to spend the rest of your life with. It's different than like how we communicate with everyone else, right?
まあ、親の影響結構あるなと思う。喧嘩とか自分と夫の喧嘩を、まあ、自分で経験して自分の親と彼の親を考えた時にやっぱなんか親の感じを受け継いでるというか、
あるある、
ね、知らない間に
Yeah, I actually think about that kind of things a lot in a relationship, what the most like efficient, productive communication and like in my opinion, being transparent and being thorough in terms of what you want to tell the partner is very crucial. But sometimes it seems like he does not necessarily understand, like with my method of communication. But then again, I cannot prove myself that my idea is better because there's no role model, like you said. And there's no textbook, you know, method of communication that works for a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck there, so...
Mm. Yeah.
So business is started though this guy.
I don't know. People don't trust counselors and psychologists and all this stuff too. I'm sure they're like the number of people in relationships that want some kind of information or help or something is much, much higher than the number of people who actually try to engage with it. Because you have every reason to be skeptical, like, oh, some stranger is gonna like understand this situation and like not side against me or like not, you know. And then what if they just say some crazy shit and just fuck up your relationship?
Yeah. I guess.
Right?
I mean, so. I've only had good experience with I've only met like counselor type people like twice.
Relationship counseling?
Kind of like once or twice. One time when I was much younger, when I was with a boyfriend and my parents were like going through something and I felt like my boyfriend was making it worse for me by saying stupid shit. So I went to see someone and that helped. And then when I started fertility treatment, they offered like a one free trial thing with the counselor and I talked to him and it actually helped a lot just by talking to him like once. So
was that by yourself?
Yeah.
What kind of things that did you talk?
Like その時はこう I felt like I was in a weird situation where, like, その fertility issues was with him,
mm-hmm.
but the person who will get all the treatments is me,
mm-hmm.
because I need to get pregnant, right? So, like, I have to go to the clinic every day. I get, like, really painful shots and everything, and it's so stressful. And it's not guaranteed that I would get pregnant. And I was, you know, really stressed out. And but I also wanted to make, like, maximize the possibility.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
God, I would work out all the time. I would not drink alcohol. I'm not, you know. And then, I think I was too stressed out and neurotic about it, mm. and my husband was not, he was more chill about it.
Mm.
So he would, you know, when we go traveling, he's like, oh, let's just have a glass of wine, it's okay.
Mm.
And I'm like, it's not okay, like,
it's how not can okay you because say
it's okay? Right. なんかそういう感じでこうすごいストレスで、
mm.
お互い悪気ないし、mm. とかをこうなんかどんどんいろんなのが溜まってってもう爆発しそうだった時にたまたまそのカウンセラーの機会があってもう I was kind of venting, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This and that. And then he only said some stuff like, that's normal. This is very common. Everybody says exactly what you say. And I was like, oh, okay, thanks. みたいななんかもうそれだけ。
Mm.
Yeah. なんかこう、あ、これみんなそっか、
うん、
っていうだけでいい時ってあるんだよねやっぱり。
じゃあヴェンティングができる AI を作ってそれがクッションになったら ねその二人の間で、ね、like mean things を言わなくてもよくなるかもしれない、
うん、そうだね。
Just hearing sometimes like that、our happiness is kind of relativistic compared、yeah. to other people. So if you feel like your partner is doing something to youwhere nobody else is having to deal with that shit, then you feel like it's much, much worse.
Yeah.
But if they say, like, this is really common, it's normal, then it starts to sound like it's part of a process instead of a problem.
Yeah. And, で、やっぱりその友達とかにそれ言われても、まあ別に he's just saying it って思うけど、このなんか、この人、私みたいな人に毎日毎日会って話を聞いてて、その人が言うならまあそうだろうみたいな感じでなんかそういうバリデーションじゃないけど、
I think also the angle of approach like is like very like important. Like if this guy said like, oh, this is normal, just chill, then that's a totally different message, right? But like he has to be able to empathize with their situation by saying it's a normal common situation that many other people are going through. But then again, it's unique at the same time because it's you who's experiencing it.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of balance should be really, really important.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, so if it's like, oh, なんかみんなやってるから大したことないみたいな言われ方だと多分全然真逆なんだけど、なんか、あ、ですよね。本当にみんなそうやっておっしゃっていて、なんかもう大変ですよね、みたいな。もうとにかく共感に次ぐ共感みたいな。だと、あ、まあそっかみたいな。だからまあそれは結構助かるなと思った、その一回で、でもリレーションシップカウンセラーみたいな日本であんまり多分行く人いないよね。
あるかな、カップルテラピーとかあるには
ある、あるにはあると思うけど、あんまり普通のね一人で行くやつもあんまみんな行かないから。
そっか。
How do you know if they'reCapable or if they're reliable or、
ね、
how、
ね、そのカウンセラーによっても全然、ね、違うしね、だから変な人に当たっちゃったらやばいけど、それが変な人かどうかって本人が気づけない場合もあるから危ないよね。
そう、そう、変な人だから聞かなくていいっていうぐらい強い状態でいけてれば別にいいけど、大体 ね弱いから言ってるわけだから、
ボロボロで言ってるからね、
ちょっと心配。
そうだ、
There's probably privacy concerns too、you know?
そうだね。でも結局なんかそのカウンセラーが別に答えをくれるわけではないからね、こう話しながら答えを見つけるっていうかさ、ためのものだから、でもそうだね。
Aren't they super expensive?
Not really. It's like 多分若い時行った時は1回5000円とかだった、まあそれは高い と思うかどうかはその人次第だけど。
Is it covered by insurance or is it?
It wasn't. No. でもその時もなんかこういう顔して聞いてくれてお姉さんがメモ取りながら。
どうやってそれをラジオ聞いて
る。もうなんかめっちゃそう眉間にしわ寄せて。
つらかったね。
そうつらかった。でもその時もなんか。私の問題なんて大したことないのにこんなにも自分がダメージ受けてるっていうこともストレスになってたから、うん、そのプロの人がそんな顔をして、うん、あそれはもちろん辛いよそんなことがあったら辛いの当たり前みたいに言ってくれることによってあそっか、うん、みたいな
苦しんでていいんだって、ね、
そうそうそうそう、うん、苦しくてもしょうがないんだなんかそんないろんなことがあったらこうなるのもしょうがないよみたいに言ってくれてあそっかって思った、
うん、
だからまあ行ってみたいなって思う人は一回行ってみてもいいな、いいんじゃないかなって私は思うけど
そうだね、
うん、
早めにね、はい、なんか変に重度になってから変な人に当たると
そうだね、
お試しに行ったらいいね
そうそうね
If it's still 5000円 then that's pretty affordable いやいや
そうでなんか自分に合わないなって思ったらやめるとか他の人にすればいいし、うんうん、そんなになんか重く考えなくてもいいかなって思う、うん
Like, if it's 5,000, like, that's not affordable for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's just not realistic for a lot of people. A lot of people who might need that kind of assistance.
Yeah, feels like right? I have to take it back. Yeah, it's not affordable. it's expensive, right?
ね。
Well,
なんかそのフェチュリティトリートメントの時みたいに無料お試しみたいなのがあればいいけどね。
1回 5,000 って聞くとやっぱりそうそう it's kind of heavy.
It's interesting that there is, you know, like we have a national healthcare system here and there is a lot of subsidization for various treatments and stuff, but there's not a major focus or major efforts for just mental well-being, right? Like if I have a sports injury and I go into some setai or something, they will actually...that a massage can actually be subsidized from like your health insurance can cover like sports massage right but if you find yourself in a rough patch in your marriage or something I don't know if you can just go in
そうだね
the same 確かにね way
yeah
In the States, a lot of insurance plans actually cover, so you...
Like marriage counseling and stuff?
あ、そうなんだ。That's great. Most of them are
free. But they're expensive insurance plans.
そうだね。To begin with, ね。
Yeah, that's why I was kind of hesitant to mention it. It's expensive anyway, but it's covered, yes.
Yeah.
As it should be, maybe. でも確かにそのリレーションシップのストレスってやっぱすごいストレスになりうるわけじゃん一緒に住んでたりとか、まあ、住んでなくてもねこうしょっちゅうあったりして、
Well, if you think about like the declining birth rate and stuff in Japan
Yeah
You know If people had healthier relationships that would probably help too
そうだねそれがまあコミュニケーションの授業じゃないけどなんか教えとくとかね
本当にそうよ多分必要な人いっぱいいるでしょ、ねうん、including myself obviously
でも結構よく聞くのはその結婚してからあ子供いらない何私は欲しいけど彼はいらないとか彼は欲しいけど私いらないとかをfind out するみたいな、
ね、話し合わなきゃいけないよね、
うん、そう結構いてなんか意外と大事なことをこう話さないで何年も一緒にいたりする人がいるなっていうのは
People change too. People change their mind.
Yeah, まあね. Yeah, yeah. それもあるけど.
It's not against the rules to change your mind.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not against the laws to not want to have a baby too, so. Right. I mean, I think that's partially why like a lot of people hesitate to ask questions like so you. Because もしかしたら途中で子供が欲しいって言ってくれるかもしれないとか。思っちゃうのかもしれないけど、
そういうエクスペクテーションがある人もいるかもね。
あんまブラック&ホワイトにすると、ね、most of the time,、mm. like you know, you will have to eventually come across deal breakers,、
mm.
and you have to make a decision, which is すごく大変でしょ。
もう全部聞いちゃう。
私も。
最初のデートでもう聞いちゃう。なんか religion とか聞いちゃう。 もう全部テーブルに出すときましょうよみたいなね、
ここは No Judgment Zone だから
そうだよね、
Don't wait, yeah, let's try not to waste each other's time って。
What are some of your deal breakers?
すごいいいクエスチョンだね。なんだろうな。そう、なんだろうね、なんかいろいろあるんだよね。でも今ポンって出ないね。何、うん、いきなりオープンリレーションシップを言ってくる人は嫌だ。
ああ、うん、絶対嫌だね。
最初からは嫌です。
そうだね。
そう、途中でどうなっちゃったって言うんだったらまあいいけど、
うん、最初からそれを前面に押し出されるとちょっと、
ね、So we did not, we have not even started a relationship. Why are we talking about opening it? Let's start it.
確かに。そう
だね。Well, that's a, I mean, yeah. Are there any other more subtle deal breakers?
That's kind of dramatic, man.
So bad. I thought you were going to say something like leaves a toilet seat.
What are your deal breakers?
Hmm.
Well, he's trying to come up with one.
Hmm. I feel like I don't really have explicit deal breakers.
Hmm.
It's just kind of, I go more by feel. So like I mean, there are girls that I've been interested in, but where like everything's perfect. But then I'm kind of like, So there's like no deal breaker. There's no nothing. There's no problem.
Chemistry got ninety.
Yeah. So for me, I like, I guess chemistry, physical attraction, and sort of just the how much fun is hanging out. There's no major deal breaker. I mean, there are. I guess I want to have children in the future at some point, probably. So. If I was with someone and she was just like, no, I despise children.
Ah, that's quite a deal breaker.
Ah, so.
Yeah.
子供嫌いみたいな。
I feel like those people are selfish to think that way. だって自分だってね、we all used to be like annoying kids. でしょ。
Right.
だから、we shouldn't feel that way. っていうの。
Chemistry は大事だよね、やっぱね。
What about you?
Deal breaker? なんだろう。I don't know. Deal breaker.
What are some deal breakers you used to have? Since it's not, probably doesn't feel as relevant.
まあでも面白くない人、面白くないとか、真面目すぎるとか、ジャッジメンタルなことを言うとか、まあ本当に普通に人としてみたいなことかな。
But there are little, like once you're dating someone, there are all these like little pet peeves. There are little habits that people have that aren't quite deal breakers, but they kind of like pile up.
なんかうちの彼氏があのフロスをねした後にトイレに捨てたの。すっごいショックだったの。もちろん it does not break the deal.
He flushed it.
He did not even flush it. He did not even bother flushing it, which is another layer of annoyance to me. ここはゴミ箱じゃないよっつって。
そうだね。確かにそれびっくりするかもしれない。
でしょ？
ちょっと。え、なぜ？みたいな、ね。
そう、なぜそこだった？そこにゴミ箱あるじゃないって言って。あとシャワーカーテンをあの終わった後にシャワーカーテンを広げなかったの。それもちょっと、それ全然あの小さいできるけど。ちゃんと広げないとカビが生えちゃうよ。
なるほどね、
そういうのはある。
あ、そういうのね、あるね。なんでお風呂の換気扇をつけないのとか、それこそカビ生えるよとか。
People live differently, so you don't notice that stuff unless you live with someone.
そう。
And then they start pointing stuff out that you do that's like, I guess, incorrect or something. And then
そうだね。
And you start noticing things that they do. It's like, why?Do you do this? Like,
yeah,
why is this happening?
そういうのあるね。確かに。だから、deal breaker までいかないけど。
They're not deal breakers.
Yeah.
But if you had enough of those in a short enough period of time,
maybe this is not the one.
かもね。
あるかもしれない。
確かに。
My girlfriend uses the longest floss. It's like a jump rope. It's
like...どんだけ。じゃ結構消費が激しい。
So like I, it's not a big deal at all. It doesn't matter, right? But I remember like the first time I saw her like using the floss, she's like, it's just like, like 1 meter. That's
what
I saw. But I'm just like, why are you using, you know, like, I'm like, more kireteru. I'm like, why are you using so much? It doesn't matter. Because I've always like.
Demo, 理由があるんでしょ、彼女的にはきっと。
Well, I think it's just a personality difference. So I try to use as little floss as possible, like the shortest piece possible. And sometimes I have to admit I fuck up and it's too short and then my fingers get wet. I'm like, and I have to like start over. Like, もったいないな.
逆に.
So I'm doing the same thing, but it's just so different, you know?
Yeah. It's funny though sometimes, right? Like the differences, like, that you two have, like,
yeah,
I often can't think really it's explain funny it. Yeah, like, why are you like this みたいな感じ、なんかそれをまあイラッとする時もあるけどよく考えるとウケるみたいな、
そうね、でそういうちょっとしたハビットで自分がムカついたりしてることもさ、なんかなんでここで怒るとこだったんだっけみたいな
そうウケるみたいなのはあるけどね、
トイレはゴミ箱じゃないんだよねとか考えたもん捨てちゃいけないよね生ゴミはいいのかなとかそういう考えたらやっぱダメだ
った、確かに。
I think everyone kind of has relatable versions of these things, you know, and if people just talk to other people about like, oh yeah, when they do this it drives me crazy,
yeah,
there's probably enough relatable content that people can like calm down about these things. It's like what the counselor told you, like, oh, this is normal, it happens a lot,
you know?
Like, I have a habit of when I take my socks off I attach them together, and then I shoot it like a basketball from wherever I'm standing into the hamper.
Okay, right?
But my girlfriend criticizes me because when they get washed they don't dry properly, right? So like everything's dry except for your stupid socks, which you rolled up like this. So if I have to like point out one of my own habits, it'd be something like that. But that can actually lead to like a real disagreement. You know, if it's like 10回目, like how many times do we have to have this conversation, right?
Yeah.
そうだね. And especially if like, なんだろう、if your girlfriend does the laundry more とか、そうするとだんだんね、またやってる、またやってる、
これはこうしなきゃ、
で私がやんなきゃいけないみたいになると確かに、リアルストレスになる可能性あるよね、そんなちっちゃいことでもね、
そうだね、多分このシュートのフォームした時点で怒ってるよね、
そうだね、
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
来る、また来る、
I can't even joke about,
yeah,
this is serious, そうだね。いや、みんなあるよね、きっとね。I'm sure I do a lot of those things to him too.
I want like a comprehensive list for my own relationship. Like, here's all the shit I do, here's all the shit you do. And it's not like a bias, of, you know, it's like a very objective thing.
Yeah.
That we can kind of like
compare.
Just a reminder, you know, like, don't curl up your socks. Because some of the habits that I have, I've been doing it for ever, and all of a sudden it's a problem.
Yeah,
right? I'm trying to like reprogram my brain. You know.
そうだね。一緒に住むっていうのはそういうことだもんね。こう adjust しないとやっていけないみたいな。
Do you think we could have like AI Alexa type assistance for relationships in the future? You know, like Alexa's listening all the time, right?
Yeah.
So if you have a disagreement, it's like, oh, but I, you know. Then I said this. It's like, oh, that's not what you said. I got upset because you actually said this. ってなった瞬間に Alexa, what did he actually say?
いいよね。you know? するんじゃない？できるよね。
できそう。でもなんか relationship の中に Alexa が入り込んでくるのちょっとうざいんだけど。
Objective third party.
いや、いらない。そのジャッジいらない。
Oh, yeah, I think I'd like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. 入ってほしい。That's free consultation.No, we all need that sometimes.
そのファクトチェック、
Because it can get crazy in a relationship, right? Like, you don't know who's right and who's wrong, or who should be mad, or who shouldn't.
でもなんかさ、そのどっちが合ってるか合ってないか分かんないから、それはもうそれでいいじゃんっていうのがこう、ところにまで持っていって仲直りするのが良いんであって、その、じゃあアレクサチェックしてって言って、ほら私が合ってたじゃんみたいな、なんかそれ嫌じゃない毎回。毎回毎回お互いにさ、I told you.
Yeah. でも like I like you know I can be a wrong one and I want to be pointed out that I'm saying something that's not true and I want to apologize for that.
そっか。
Yeah. But when I'm in the heated conversation, I tend to sort of like my like so my memory gets like blurry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I don't want to get you know.
Like, そっか。
Yeah.
Right. Like if you were being accused of something, you'd want to be able to show like so, no, that's not so. What I said, and then they can see that, and it's like.Oh, okay. This is just like a glitch, a misunderstanding, right? But if you don't have the record, then it kind of, you have to convince the other person that what they heard was not what they heard. And that's way harder to do without the record.
Evidence.
Right? Yeah, and we, like, people misspoke.All the time too.
Yeah.
そうだから、その時に自分のインテンションと本当アレクサが記録してるログのセンテンスを比べたら結構違うニュアンスだったりも絶対すると思うから、I think that will bring up a very like interesting factor to take into consideration.
Learning experience yeah. みたいな。
I wanna learn that. 絶対変なこと言ってると思うし。
まあそれはあるかもね。言った言わないみたいな。それ今日もまさにあったもん今日だから子供をどうかしないといけないわけじゃん収録するためには、で My husband says that he told me like a month before that he's not going to be available today、and I thought it was just an idea like he said maybe he's not available on this day but in his mind it's like もう言ったじゃん and in my mind I was like no that was like maybe みたいな感じだからどうすんのベイビーどうすんのみたいな感じででももしかして彼が本当に言ったかもしれないんだよね、でも もうなんかしょうがないからでもだからアレクサがいなくても、まあ、相手が正しかったかもしれないなって思えるようになりたいよね、
それがゴールだよねアレクサを入れるにしても入れないにしても
毎回ね、しかもどっちでもいいもんね、別に
そうなの
結果的に
自分がミスポークしてても向こうがなんか間違ってても結果、ね、それで仲直りとかソリューションが見つかるんだったらそれが一番
いいもんね、別にね
I mean, You think that now but in the moment
Oh yeah, in the moment イラッとしてるよ I'm like, what? No, 聞いてないしって思うけど
Let's ask Siri Siri is more accurate
Yeah, that would be annoying, right?
本当I will like、
でも毎回さ
that.
自分の恋人がさじゃあアレクサに聞こうよって毎回毎回言ってきたらなんかムカつくよね
違う自分で、ね、使えてUse your own brain first って思うけど、
なんか別の喧嘩の要因になりそう
そうだよね、
じゃない
It's kind of like us forgetting things and us not just really forgetting things when you're like in an adversarial situation with your partnerYou know, you wish you had perfect memory, you know, and you're trying to be like, well, but didn't you say this? I was like, well, and then it just kind of gets all messy, you know, and I'm sure if you're going for like 2-3 hours of talking, like, by the end, you're both like either enlightened or insane.
you know? Or both. Yeah. I don't know.
So, yeah.
All these new, different nuances and contexts, like,
yeah.
you know, it's hard to explain it, but it just happened on a string of, like, all the different events that I want to kind of be thorough and revisit each and every event. So, like, you know, it's fair for both sides, and it's you know, oftentimes really, really hard and, like, virtually impossible to walk through all these different events. So, yeah, Alexa is needed.
yeah. And the process gets too repetitive, right?
そうだね。
So,
it's
like the repetitiveness that's like anything repetitive. I feel like is not good for relationships to the extent that you can avoid
it.
Like novelty is like exciting. It's sexy. It's like interesting.
Yeah.
Like we're somewhere else. Like we're doing, you know, we're, but if things get too repetitive, it's kind of like, especially in a negative context. So like mm-hmm. It's an argument that sounds like an argument that sounds like an argument. Mm-hmm. Then it's kind of like, demoralizing like even more.
Cool. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Novelty is so exciting. Like, 旅行行ってベッド違うじゃん、mm-hmm. もう絶対セックスするじゃん You know what I mean?
Yeah.
その旅行行っていつも一緒に寝てるんだけど、ベッドで、旅行に行っていつもと違うベッドじゃん、もう絶対セックスするやん、
そういうことね、ホームのベッドと違うから
そう、
あ、そっか、
That's like instantly exciting for me
そうなんだ、
Yeah, and it's a, I think it's such a positivePositively reinforcing phenomenon that novelty is like sexy and stuff because it's like, hey, it wasn't like us, it was our environment. You know, we just changed the environment and now everything's like so much better now. You know? So it's kind of, it's not 100% true that way, I think, but it certainly feels like that.
Yeah, I want to experience that with my current boyfriend. We haven't traveled together yet, so yeah.I'm just wondering how it's going to be like.
Yeah.
すごい激しくなるかもしれないよね。
トレビア
どっかカリビアンビーチリゾートに連れてこうか、ポートリコか、カンクンか。
Oh god, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Sounds like you have ideas.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Summer has just started, so.
Yes.
So cold. Like
it is cold here. What happened to Japan?
I woke up like
for No, reason. It was super hot for a while, and then suddenly it got chilly.
But it's like...mid-July and
it's weird
freezing
climate change
it's weird
I know,
mid-July
New York 今すごい暑い？
まあまあそんなまあ right before I left for Japan there was a heat wave so it was hot but it seems like I mean it's a little bit hotter it's warmer than here at least this is pretty cold yeah not like crazy hot either
そっか yeah it was crazy hot for
Like Shuka.
Yeah.
It was like super hot for like a week.
Like late June-ish?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, June was way hotter
than July.
It's running in reverse.
Yeah, it's weird. しかも今年はちゃんと梅雨があったよね。Last year we didn't have it.
そうなんだ。
あれどれぐらいに一回帰ってくるの?
Like every...6 months, 7 months.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, once to twice a year. I mean, try to do twice a year.
そっか。え、結構ニューヨークにでも日本語喋る機会ある？
日本語喋る。Most of my clients are Japanese.
Ah, I see. Okay. そっか。
So when I speak with the internal team, I mostly use English only. But when I'm talking with client, then I use mostly Japanese.
Okay, I see. そっか。じゃあ別に帰ってこなくても。
What's your health trajectory? Do you have any like workout goals or are you trying to like get cut or like?
そうだね。Right now I'm on a cutting phase, which I'm failing miserably.
cutting is really hard.
It's really hard. Do you understand cutting and bulking?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Then, I think I did bulk up well during winter time, which is much easier. I mean, I think eventually what I did was dirty bulk, not like lean bulk. So I think I shouldn't have eaten that much as I did, even though it was bulking phase. But right now, like because of that dirty bulking phase, my cutting phase is much harder than it should be. And also I'm pretty bad at cutting. It's like...You know, it's boring, it's tiring, you know, and I still have to hit the gym to do the intensive, like, heat workouts. And I don't really have any juice left in my stomach because I'm cutting and it's like, you know, gets me grumpy and you know. それで彼氏と喧嘩して。
辛いじゃん。
So what does it look like? なんか何を食べて何を食べない
It's just like the same amount of protein intake, but, you know, lower in fat and carbs, and that's all. But, you know, it's...
But you're here, so wouldn't you want to eat?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm failing. I'm failing every single day, every single meal. Sushi tabete, yakiniku tabete, steak tabete, hamburger tabete.
最高じゃん。
もう、heaven。しょうがないよね。
うん。いや、旅行してるときはさ、無理でしょ。もったいないでしょ、食べないと。
そう、だから。
私は思うけど。
At least I'm hitting the gym every single day, so that's like, you know, that's better than nothing. So I'll take it as a very, like, short period.Like
vacation,
bulking phase before going into an extreme cutting right after I go back in town. Yeah,
cutting is just dieting,
yeah.
You know?
Cutting is basically dieting,
it's just dieting,
yes.
But people act like it's not, it's something else because it's like it sounds more hardcore because it's like it has a very clear like start and finish, you know, like and start and like goal. Like, I'm gonna cut down to like this, and it's just like a really high rate weight loss, like diet, and they just eat. Most people would just eat like lean, like chicken breast, and like green beans, and like broccoli, spinach, fish, like no fried anything, no sweet anything, no.
No. 私は食べるけどね。I eat those stuff sometimes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have cheat days, so but
you work out like 6 days a week. If I was working out 6 days a week, I'd be just eating my face off. Like, oh my goodness.
食べないと倒れちゃいそう、逆に。
How do you, have you noticed any like how do you feel when you look in the mirror? And see yourself.
That's an interesting question, and I feel like I'm still my chubby, like spirit, and still stuck in the somewhat fit body. So when I'm looking into the mirror, I feel like kind of weird that, like spiritually, I feel like I'm still a chubby, like a bit overweight person. So, and looking in the mirror, I think, like I don't think I'm that overweight anymore, but. Still cannot help thinking like I'm still overweight. And that's a weird thing. And yes, it is actually true that I have, you know, some love handle that I want to shave off and stuff like that. Actually, there are some rooms that I can improve on in terms of my physique. But I think I'm feeling a bit more than just that. Like physically speaking, I'm closer to the goal weight or physique, but I think my mentality is not really allowing me to see the image that I want to see. だからちょっと太なんかちょっとまだ like yeah I'm feeling a kind of weird.
So when you look in the mirror, you feel like this is your body, but you're like this, your fat soul is like inside, and even the body that you have now, you're still kind of critical of your of yourself, and you're skeptical. Like, you don't feel like you're one of these people that are like totally just in shape. There's like asterisk, no, they're just shredded.
And it is also true that I'm not like totally shredded just yet, but you know, I sometimes think like I shouldn't be thinking.
But if you got that much more shredded, you just look at the next more shredded person. Right?
I'm pretty sure about that.
だから、変なものにsign up for してしま
った。But it's interesting, you know, like looking at yourself in the mirror, especially if you've changed your appearance in some way. So like I've shaved my head before, or sometimes I shave my beard off, and it's kind of has this gives me that weird feeling. And then when I was in elementary, middle school, I was quite overweight, and I lost all of that weight probably in a year or so, or a year and a half, and I went from like 87 kilos down to like 63 or something. Maybe not as dramatic.
No, it is, but dramatic enough as a kid.
It was pretty dramatic, and I was in school, so like, you know, I'm like with there's like classmates and people, you know, saying stuff. I mean, it feels like, I mean, that was a really long time ago, but I remember looking at myself in the mirror, and I had conversations with myself about what me and my reflection were about to do, you know? So
How did the reflection and conversation with the image go? Like, what kind of thing that?
Well, I just decided that. So I had like broken my leg, my knee. Mm-hmm. I like cracked something inside my knee joint, and I was on crutches, and I just kept eating and just behaving the same way. So mm-hmm. I gained a lot of weight, mm-hmm. and then over time, like my classmates and stuff started calling me like fat ass and stuff. Mm. I'm like, damn. Mm. I guess they're right though. And then it kind of like settled in, and that was kind of who I was becoming. Mm. And then I remember I just had a conversation with myself in the mirror, like, okay, we're just gonna like run every morning, and you're just gonna have water until like lunch, and kind of just walked myself through it. And then I just did it. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of a surreal. There was a period where I was just like, I was just drinking water from 2-liter bottles and just trying to find something to do other than eat, mm-hmm. you know, for a while. But I remember like seeing myself afterwards, and it was kind of like a surreal, you know. It's probably not as surreal for yourself as it is for other people, you know, because mm. you see yourself every day. But there is like this lasting past image inside,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's it's hard for you to be satisfied with?
I think I'm generally, like your own... yeah, I can't really, like I'm not really good at feeling satisfied with myself.
Mm.
Yeah, that's like one of the things that I'm working on too. Mm. Genuinely be proud of myself and validate myself, which I feel like I'm lacking at this point. So yeah, like I'm training myself to be able to a little bit more complimentary and yeah, satisfactory about my own situation. It's not like I'm not appreciative about my situation and all the physical transformation and all the things that happened in the past, but like, yeah, part of me is always telling me to push harder and go for bigger and, you know, see the best version of myself and then, you know, define best. Then nobody can do it. So, you know, so I have, you know, I still have that kind of attitude that is helping me a lot, actually, to keep pushing me harder. But then again, you know, there's a balance of, you know, there's always a balance, right balance. And I feel like I'm sometimes a little... falling, you know, on one side,
the other end.
When I was studying for the bar exam, yes, I wanted to pass it, and then when I passed it, I was like really, really happy. But I somewhat like 5 seconds later, I saw the email confirmation that I passed the bar exam. I already sort of forgot, and I was already thinking about the next goals to go through and so you got
back. 真面目だね.
こんな予定じゃなかったんだけど.
What happens? Like, do you feel like maybe, I mean, are you afraid that you'll just never be happy or never be satisfied?
So that's part of my, you know, fear that I have for myself. I mean, it's great that I feel like I'm never satisfied, but at the same time, yes, physically the fact is showing that I'm going to be physically a little bit weaker, and it's getting harder and harder to maintain my own like current physical level. And what if that really happens in my late 30s? Am I going to just die, or, you know, like how would I feel? You know, seriously.
Yeah. I have a similar issue where like I can be super harsh to myself and criticize しすぎみたいな. And with my body too. But then I think after I got pregnant, it kind of helped me, because when you're pregnant, you have zero control over your body, and then it kind of deforms, right? Literally.
Yeah.
And then I would look at my pictures when I was not pregnant, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm so cute. Like, oh my god, my body was like so nice. And then I was like, でもなんか自分にいつも厳しいこと言ってたなってその時思って、なんか、ああ、ここがもっとこうだったらとか、もっとここを筋肉筋トレしないととか。 え、なんでそんな厳しかったんだろうってその時思って、それは結構なんか自分にとってウェイクアップコールじゃないけど、I was like wow I should be nicer to myself って思った、その時、で今なんかまあ I have some you know my ass is looking sad right now but you know I'm not being like mean about it
right. That's important.
To myself.
Yeah, you can make it look less sad and still be satisfactory about it, right? Yeah, that's good.
So, なんか多分、ね、一回なんかが、まあ例えばこう、まあ、足の骨を折ってそれこそワークアウトできないとかなんかがあると、もしかしてその前の写真を見て、あ、全然いけてたやんって自分で思えるとちょっと違うのだりとかあるかもしれないけど。
I think it's important to be able to find something that motivates you, though. And there are a lot of people that are very, very, very critical of themselves, that are still happy, that are still quite successful, that have self-awareness.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about balance, right? I mean, I'm not saying that it's not good to be, you know, criticizing yourself. It's just that if it's too much, then it just makes you unhappy.
Yeah. It's like you wanna criticize yourself, but you don't wanna take it personally. It's not personal.
Yeah,
it's not personal. But if you can do that, if you can criticize yourself and not take it personally, I think that's where most of the opportunity for change is.
Right?
But we have egos, so we don't even wanna look at the parts, you know, where we can be criticized.
Yeah.
Let alone life is tough. Not take it personally.
So on that. True.
But that's like we were saying at the beginning, that's kind of like why you need family and like close friends and people that can kind of tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you want that information, but you don't need it in like a rude way that's going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah. So on. 5年で大人になりましたね。
そうだね。Let's do another episode in 5 years and
see what happens. 5 years. Let's see what happens. We're gonna be 37歳とか。
ぐらい。
Damn.
あ、それは midlife crisis だから。That's the moment I was talking about, like that I'm scared of having.
Oh yeah.
両が姿になる。
Midlife crisis.
ダメじゃとか言って。
ダメじゃ早くない？老いるのが。
急にそういう人はさ、once they turn the corner, すごい行くでしょ下に。
But you're already having like a pre-midlife crisis about the oncoming midlife crisis. It's like, midlife crisis.
そうだね。
そうだね。
準備が早すぎる。
考えすぎる。
そうだね。No, we're still young.
We're still pretty young. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all relativistic. So, like, my husband is turning 37.
Okay.
それを考えるとなんか、I'm still really young って思っちゃう。
あ、そういうこと？
Wow, you're almost 40みたいな。
Yeah, 37 is like 40. And 40 is like you're 10 years from 50, and 50 is like more. You're almost dead. No,
like, that's not true. 最近の50代はめちゃくちゃ若いよ。
The ones that are still alive.
Yeah, they're pretty much alive. Yes.
But like, if you turn 60, there's always like, because I used to when I was a teenager. I thought of people who are like 25, good eye, like old as shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
Like, who's this old ass? Like,
yeah.
Right? Like, not even like 30 was fully old.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
We were teenagers, right?
Yeah. That's not exactly how.
Because if you're 15, it's like 30, twice as long.
Yeah.
Been a person for twice, existed.
Yeah.
In this universe for twice as long.
Yeah.
That's like some fossil shit.
Yeah, もっと。
Yeah.
だから50歳になる頃にはまたそのマイケルが今半分死んでるみたいじゃなくて、まだまだって言い出すんだよね、みんなでね。
そう、言うんだよ。まだ若いって。一生言ってんだよ、きっと。
死ぬま
で。But if it's 15 and 30, then it's like 30 and 60, right? So the, like, for someone to be twice my age, they have to be 60.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah.って思うけど、ね、 自分が60になったら、いや意外と若いじゃん、ね、みたいな、まだまだ
120とか言い出すんだよ多分。
Still doing CrossFit。 すごい、
そう、ね、
そうだよ、うん、意外と変わらないんだよきっとずっと
かな、
うん、
There are so many people that stay young through their fitness、うん、It seems、
oh, yeah.
that way
Yeah、うん、that makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference.
Well first of all office job、mm. or non-office jobYeah. They look totally different.
Totally different.
And then working out or not working out.
Yeah, I mean, in MMA or in the UFC, there are people performing on the absolute highest level mm. of the most brutal sport in the world. Completely shredded, mm. you know, 18-pack abs. And they're like over 40. Mm. There are guys that are like 42, 43, 44 that can compete in an athleticsetting you mm. know with mm. I mean it's crazy so it's totally possible to like stay young it's a lot of work though I think
mm. yeah let's try our best
yeah, yeah to stay young and see you in 5 years
yeah
see you in 5 years and mm. let's mm. see who ages the fastest
Why?
No, but aging is not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's just dying at the end is cool.
We live to dying day anyway, so.
なんか宣伝するものある?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah.
ないよ。あの、YouTube には The Journey of the True Colors っていう名前の、あの、ミュージカルがあるので、それはちょっとチェックしてみてください。It's just a very short 15-minute long musical.
Musical, ね。
うん、それは結構面白いからチェックしてください。はい。If you're interested in my Instagram and transformation journey log and whatever, follow on Obesian to Asian. Obesian っていうのは obese と Asian が合体してる。
What? How do you spell that?
Obese.
Like O-B-E...
O-B-E-S-I-A-N.
I think that's correct. And underscore
two. Underscore Asian.
Yeah, two underscore Asian. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Wait, obesian underscore?
I love seeing, you know, transformations.
Yeah.
And like, it's really inspiring
sometimes.
Can you show
me? Two ってそっちの two か。Two.
T-O.
Asian.
Mm.見てください。だいたい my topless movie, I mean videos and photos that are probably disturbing to some of the people, but if you like me,
あすごい全部 workout じゃん。
Yeah, it's workout specific.
すごい。
Mm.
全部 workout.
そうです。
すごい。OK, これシェアしようじゃ
ん。お願いします。
リンク。Okay. Well, it was so great to see you after 5 years.
After 5 years, time flies.
Damn, yeah.
I like to see people change, you know, like it's, you actually don't get that many opportunities to like,
そうだね.
kind of catch up with someone and see
そうね.
how yeah. things are. So.
Yeah. Doesn't mean that to...be on the show again I have to keep transforming so
they have to be a completely if yeah. we recognize you
no good. Like a balloon like going back to 130 kilo me and
and rainbow
back
hair
back to square one
oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
also cute yeah,
we're all gonna be 60
yeah
covered in tattoos
oh that's cool
yeah maybe
alright
hi
thank you so much
thank you so much
you're
for coming.
So cool I'm so impressed with what you've done
okay
またね
終わり。
バイ。バイ。